Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all.
Here we are.
Wednesday night. Here we are.
Here we are.
Tell them, baby.
Right here is for the people.
The starving dummies pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on, and all of a sudden you are there in the Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them mother flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them feet can defeat and them could I never clone. A spiritual DNA that's print in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
The Bali, patience, what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world, a world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes, it gets no realer.
We born unknowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that they seek of. Gotta teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they resign? Can they restart? Can they make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive? Against all odds now.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper.
What?
Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless,
Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience. Yeah.
What's up, OE Dry Bones? It is Wednesday night. We are here again. I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. We thank the family on Sunday for the Biblios Hour. We are becoming a very well-known entity on Sunday, so if you are nothing to do on Sunday before football, come on and get your mind free on some serious knowledge. That was Brother Nas and, of course, Damian Molly. Patience. We got to have patience with our people, man. They something else. They out here. We got a lot of fakers in the family of black people and of all people, but particularly what we deal with ours, because ours is more covertly and hard to see because they look just like us. A lot of news going on. I had before I bring on the show tonight, we got a brother is going to bring us some dynamic information on those of you who I believe all of us have one time, either a family member or yourself, male and female, had to deal with the word child support. And we're going to get into that in about another 20 minutes after I get through all this information that we're going to bring out. But brother's name is Brother Greg Doss, and he's in the great state of Florida, and he's going to give us some information on what he's has uncovered and found out through his travels through this crazy court system that they call justice. But how can it truly be if we're in the condition that we are in? So without further ado, I'm going to carry on until we get to that time. Oh, my goodness. This show couldn't be probably more timely. I mean, y'all see what's going on with the football. Y'all see all the things that are happening. Just let me say this, that there is a lot of things happening out here that is starting to come clear. We had this discussion not too long ago with some people, and I said, you know, are we still in slavery? And, of course, people, you know, without knowing history good, of course, so it all goes back to really knowing your history and knowing who you are, knowing what you are in the dynamics of the earth. But here's a man, a millionaire. Football career is dynamic. Won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Probably thought he was on top of the world. And out of nowhere, an incident takes place that can happen to just about anybody, especially if you're married or in a relationship for a period of time. Things do get heated. Let's just say people have been doing things that are not right, and you know, sometimes you feel sad and sorry for you know each other, you know you let it go. But in this domestic violence world, since the OJ era, there is no justice for when you hit a woman today. You are going to get it. And with Ray Rice's situation, Ray Rice would have probably not gotten as much trouble if he had only picked her up and cuddled her into what they call a honeymoon position, where you take them picked her up and made it look like he was trying to console her or some type of, you know, I feel bad. But when he just opened the door and threw her right down, she hit her face even more, then he had the nerve to just kind of like kick her leg so the door wouldn't hit her, it was pretty much a death blow for him. Like I say, he did not think, but this happened some months back, and of course they got married after that. But you see how things don't work. People who think this is a non-colorblind society, you really have to take a good look at this. First of all, there's been many who have done this. Let's ask ourselves for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rothenberg raped a woman. didn't miss a beat. You know, few had a little, you know, little tussle with the commissioner, but nothing like that. Didn't miss his paycheck. Now, there's been so many in hockey is coming out. There's been so many in other sports that are coming out. Now, we can don't beat the women, though, we're not. What we're saying is that see how they can just pinpoint somebody and say, you know what, we're going to make you an example. Just so happened it was Ray Rice. His life is upside down. Hopefully he'll get his life back together since his wife is with him. But these are the things that go on when it comes to domestic violence. Domestic violence also can lead to divorce, and divorce could also lead into child support. So this is all the things that goes on in our society. Well, inevitably you end up in court. And, of course, those of you who have been to court on this, and I am one who have, and so I'm very well versed in this, one who did all this information, and we're going to just say this is not something that we are from the Dry Bones Connection are advocating that you do. We're saying do your research. Make sure you know what your rights and wrongs is, and let's make sure that you understand that you have obligation not only to yourself but to your children as well as the person who you had that baby with. Now, of course, there is some, you know, different things that go on and out, but we'll get into that when we bring the brother on. Some other news that we may not get into, but we may. All depends. I get a lot of news from Africa and a lot of African brothers who I know. And let me tell you, Africa is very rich. But, you know, a meeting came out of this, and let me get my notes out of this because it's kind of frightening to know that this is being said. One of the most wealthiest Africans in Nigeria, he is one of the world's richest men in Africa. Not the world, but in Africa, and he's probably in the top 25 of richest men of oil-rich nations. He just got picked up on corruption charges. Here's one out of the, what I call the Nigerian newspaper. Because all this is going on in Africa with Ebola, we think Africa is one big mess. No, you got some super rich going on. But here's a statement by one of the most premier Nigerian billionaires. His name is the former Minister of Internal Affairs, Professor Balarinji Alakini. Alakini, like Dr. Ngimi, close to Ngimi, but Alakini. And look what this brother said on Saturday at this big meeting in Lagos. He says, it is impossible for any Nigerian to be a billionaire without being corrupt. He says, being a billionaire in Nigeria today is corruption. Is impossible. Without corruption is impossible. He says, no billionaire in Nigeria cannot be an honest person or a businessman. You have to evade taxes or other levies like import duties and conveniences of charges. Then he went on to even say that, however today, and I'm going to put the posters up on www.drybonesconnection.com. It says, however today, no one asks for the source of wealth. People in jail accused of murder run for and win elections. That's in Africa. And this is talked about by some of the richest individuals in Africa at a meeting they had about what's going on in Africa. And so, you know, besides the Ebola scare or the Ebola invasion that's being perpetrated on that continent for the resource purposes, you have an influx of billionaires that are growing daily, but guess what? They're almost doing the same thing as we do here, stab each other in the back. That's what, it's like a curse. Something's going on with us. Y'all heard on Sunday when we did the Helios Biblios, and I played a clip that said, a serious fall came upon our peoples. For us to be in this condition that we're in today, and we named some things, but we won't get into that today. We're going to get into what we normally do on, that's just playing what's going on the conventional side of things that can help you and give you some understanding of what's going on in a complex world. so we can get started and get people online. Thank y'all for joining us. We know we cannot start no show without the spirit of the Maya, and it's not going to ever happen until y'all come into consciousness on what this really means. If you are in court and you see scales of justice in front of a woman, that is the Mayat, symbolically. For those of you who love going to court, if you don't know the symbols of the court, which I should test people on to see if they really know these symbols that they say they stand in front of, the Mayat is truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, which we are getting, order, and righteousness. When you put your hand on, they don't even have the Bible no more in court. You just raise your hand. You don't even put your hand on the Bible no more. Because that goes to show you where they at. So this is what's going on now. Tonight is a tricky subject because there's a lot of good fathers out there, and we are not here to malign any fathers who are doing the right thing. But let's just use statistics. This is a show where facts matters. I know many who are listening who don't believe in statistics. Oh, well. Don't know what to tell you. Maybe you better start looking up some things. You might have some better results. But it says nearly 11 million fathers in the United States do not live with their children. Two-thirds of these fathers do not pay formal child support. The question is, by society, the concern is widespread failure of fathers to contribute to their children's support. They say a variety of recent initiatives are strengthening the enforcement tools. Now, this is what it says, the enforcement tools necessary to ensure that deadbeat dads, and I'm going to quote on that because it just has dad, but we got deadbeat moms. And those of you who are watching it or listening on the Internet, we know the slideshow. I have Holly Berry as one of the most prominent mothers to have to pay child support. And I got a few others that you can see that it's just not dads. It's deadbeat moms as well. Identify as required to fulfill their child support responsibilities. But it says, what exactly is a deadbeat dad? Now, most would agree, for no good reason, that he just shrugs his ability, he doesn't care, he's having babies, don't give a damn. You know, that's the generalization. Not all the time correct, but that's the generalization. But here's some surprising data that I think is very chilling. It says, it shows that 4.5 million non-resident fathers who do not pay child support have no apparent financial reason to avoid this responsibility. It says because none of these fathers are poor. So in other words, there's almost 5 million fathers out there who are well able to pay, meaning their financial status is up there. And y'all know y'all heard it from football players, basketball players, a lot of athletes, celebrities who are caught up without paying their child support. And you always say, well, man, this man just made a platinum record. No, he got some millions out of this. You know, why can't you pay child support? You know, here's the sad thing. 2.5 non-resident fathers who are poor, they do pay their child support. Ain't that amazing? The poor people is paying as best they can, and the rich of us is not doing a damn thing. How is that? How is that? Explain that to us when we get on here, brother. And it says that poor fathers are about one quarter of all non-resident fathers, even though non-fathers are more likely than poor fathers to pay the child support. Listen to this. 44% of the rich do not pay their child support versus 10% of the poor. That's amazing. And now we get into a little more statistics here before we bring our brother on here. It says, I want ladies, y'all listening tonight, ladies, please get on this because, you know, this is a topic that is very timely for everybody because we have daughters. We know they're going to have some type of man in life. And we hope that they meet somebody that has enough sense to at least take care of their with the offsprings, and that is a serious concern for all people. This is one topic that transcends all races, except some countries don't give a damn, and the woman will be probably beheaded if they were to even come at a man in the Islamic countries. Now, let's look at it here, not statistically, and this is serious. Non-resident fathers, meaning not in the home, who do not pay child support, the two largest groups that do not pay child support and are not at home, And you'll be surprised. Black individuals are 41%. And whites are 40%. 1% difference. Ain't that amazing? Just 1% difference. That's the closest we ever been in anything. We ain't that close in money. We ain't that close in real estate. We ain't that close in power. But we are close when it comes down to paying child support. So you see that? And then it says Hispanic fathers are 14%. Now, that could be varied because many of these Hispanic fathers are not on the roll because, of course, they're not part of the country. They're illegals, according to some. And so we can't really get a good percentage. But those that can, they say 14% according to most. And it says this has been done for, this has been a 34-year study. It says 2 years older and average poor custodial mothers who does receive child support, the poor mothers, the message that came out of Congress is twofold. Now, this has to go all the way back into the Congress because, of course, prior to the 40s, I think maybe the 30s, there was no agency that mandated you to pay this child support or mandated you. That's why there were so many orphanages back in the early days, the 1900s, 1910, 1920, many orphanages because, of course, people were just leaving their kids. There was no enforcement at that time as it is today. It says, of course, what Congress did was they gave mothers the opportunity to say, well, you go to work, and we also will supplement you with child support. At the same time, the father, who is not as wealthy as some, he's trying his best, but he gets no support. If the child father is trying his best and he has a, say, a subpar job, a $30,000 job, a $30,000 year job, and he has to pay child support and he's really to do it, he can actually be economically wiped out based on the fact that he would not be able to get food stamps or public housing in some cases. Now, each state, and I don't know how much knowledge my brother have over the states, but each state that I've listened to has had different turnout. New York State is definitely not the same as Florida. Florida is definitely not the same as Tennessee and Georgia. So I don't know. There's a difference in everything, so we'll get to that. But before we bring our brother on, like I said, I have a little clip. It's a four-minute clip on child support. And I'd like for y'all to listen to this, and then after we listen to this clip, we will bring our brother in, and we will start the dialogue hard, and we will get as many people as we can online on this most, to me, important subject. So here we go.
Child support. When you say child support, you are to support your child. And what that means is support your child mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, to be around.
Hi, my name is Chris Smith. I am president and founder of the League of Dads. The League of Dads was formed for us fathers who are in the pursuit to be at one with our children. The quest to be at one with our children is often interrupted by mothers, aka custodial parents, and also judges that have prejudices against us. Judges that simply want us to come into their courtroom and show them the utmost respect while they hold our family values and morals in their hand and basically just say, you know what, you're good for paying child support and that's it.
So tell me what you think about New Jersey child support system.
Basically, it's out of control. It's allowing the women to walk into court with no evidence, no nothing, and still take home as much as possible.
What you think about New Jersey court system dealing with child support?
Well, they're not fair to us when I know that we take care of our children, and the judge don't want to hear that. He still wants you to take money out of your checks and stuff, and the money's not going to the mothers. You know what I mean? I mean, for my baby mother, she don't get nothing. And they take money from me every week for almost 2 years now.
I was one of the biggest victims of this because I was involved in two child support cases in two different states. I was current in the state of New Jersey, but I was in the arrears in the state of Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania repeatedly locked me up for non-payment of child support when New Jersey on the other hand, was saying, hey, he's good. Why are you doing this? The reason why this was getting done to me was because my child's mother had the power in her hand to harass me due to the courts. So what I did was I went to law school and I armed myself with the law. I armed myself with the law and I found so many weaknesses in the court system.
Fellas, this is the whole thing to it. The whole thing. You need to keep a good relationship with your women, or just a relationship to where as though you don't have to get caught up in that system. That system is destroying our people. We don't need to use that system. We need our own system, which is being responsible men and taking care of our children.
What I do now today, I show you, fathers, how to move forward in your pursuit to be at one with your children. What you and I are going through is not nothing that you and I did. It's the unfortunate of our grandfather and our father. Now we, and here in 2008, fathers now are catching the brunt of years and years of men that want to get slick, men that want to duck out on child support, men that just run around and have children with multiple women. Women have hate, the man is running, the court system get involved, now the court is pretty much an advocate for the women.
Do you feel as a young lady that the court system favor females when it's time to go to court for child support or anything dealing with the child?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, because what you have out here, well, because most of the time when females go, they have guys who are so-called deadbeats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, females have this whole emotional thing where they cry, and, oh, boo-hoo, my son's father did this, and he hits me, and he does this, and then, you know, people side with them.
You got certain people who are going to say, you know what, either you pay me or you're not going to see your child. That's not right. The court should not be so one-sided. Every time a woman walks in the court and she starts crying, right away the man, especially the black man, and that I'm going to put right out there, is the guilty party.
I'm going to start with number one. It says, you lose in court because you talk too much. Let your petition do the talking for you. What that simply means is, don't ever go to court, put in for a downward modification, and then go to court and talk your way into a victory. That's not how court goes. The way the court system is ran here in America, you put exhibits in with your petition and you go to court, and when a judge asks you a question, you respond by saying, Your Honor, that's marked Exhibit C in my petition. Your Honor, I sent you a copy and also sent the plaintiff or the defendant a copy.
All right. That's what we have here. We're going to open it up to our guest, our brother here. Brother Dick Greg Doss, who is an advocate for giving people to understand child support payment. And
look,
so, Brother Greg, if I have you on the phone. Brother Greg, I see you on the line.
Oh, it's cool. You don't need all these drinks instead of real juice.
Brother Doss. I'm trying to bring the brother in. I hope he hears me. If not, I'm going to have to continue on until you do. Brother Greg Doss, are you out there?
There we go. I finally heard the beep. Now you hear me. Now,
there
right?
You go. There you go. I hear you.
Yeah,
go.
I didn't hear the beep the first time. I was thinking it's my location. How's everybody
okay.
doing?
What's up, brother? Appreciate you, man, for coming on, taking the time out on your busy day to talk to the family out here about what is, to me, a very timely. I think everybody somewhere has some child support issues with either a relative, a cousin, or that which themselves. So tell me, man, how did you get into this type of advocacy?
Well, one, I appreciate you for bringing me on and giving me an opportunity to speak. And again, I can't do this because I'm trying to give people a different perspective. Get involved in it because I was a part of this situation. And, you know, it's interesting in hearing a couple of things, if you don't mind me digressing somewhat. You brought up this OJ issue. You know what's kind of interesting, brother, that a lot of guys got domestic violence charges and what have you when the state took a case and the state didn't even have a qualified witness. Because in many instances, you know, the woman didn't show up, the state would quote-unquote pick up the charges. But what's interesting is that the state could not have lawfully picked up the charges. I didn't say legal, it could lawfully picked up the charges without a qualified witness, because we know, because of the Pagliaro holding, that a lawyer couldn't be the witness. So how could the state bring forth the charge without having somebody testify and say, yeah, he hurt me? So he sits on a mere allegation. They were actually criminalizing people when they stated had no case. And you can actually go back and challenge that at any time. If the state didn't have a qualified witness who was there and willing to testify, you could actually almost give the case.
Well, they usually drop it if she doesn't show up. They'll drop that case most of the time. Because I've been around people who had that issue, and of course, if she doesn't show up, they try to bluff you to make fair. But you know, if she doesn't show up, you're absolutely right. They have no case if she doesn't show up. That's a fact. But OJ, it did start with the OJ. All that domestic violence attacking going on. It made it like you couldn't say one word to any woman. But as we see now, you know, with all this going on, what's your view on this Ray, the Rice individual? I know you got something, because that could lead to child support in a few years if they don't get that right.
Well, I'll say this. It's an unfortunate situation, and I don't want it to come across as if I'm siding with one side or the other. I know there was other things that went on, and you know, I have daughters as well, and I'll tell them, you don't want to put your hands on anybody, because almost the rules go out the window for the most part. And I know they're supposed to say that guys have a certain air of restraint. Now, we don't know anything audible. We only know what we saw visually for the most
part.
So,
correct.
But with that being said, one of the greater problems I do have is that we have now become a society of social indictment. Which if you can remind me, when we talked about some of the wording that's been used to explain the side, you know, it's been said a long time ago that every movement needs a slogan. So when we come up with the term deadbeat, that's a condemning and castrating, not just from the neutering perspective, but a castrating kind of word. And I hope I can, I don't know what the language content can be for this show. But we have this term deadbeat dad, but we don't speak to what I coined, the whole mama. And if we're going to be candid, well, I say the women who became mothers, because for lack of better words, in many cases, and of course not all cases, not all police, because of their promiscuity. And I'm trying to calibrate my language because I don't know what kind of show we're on. You can't be out here just screwing randomly on either side or both sides and condemning the other party when, in fact, you know, really the woman has the first and last right of refusal. So I tell my daughter, don't come to me later on about what Ray Ray, Dorito, or Durag did to you when you chose that joker. Because I ain't even arguing about you laying up with the cat. I'm arguing about you procreating with this fool. Because we know that birth control has been available since 1954, right? We know this. Another thing I want to say, and I want to bring the show down, is I know that my European women like to get their groove on, their freak on as much as anybody else, but they're not creating the condemning situation that would destroy generational wealth, because the lineage is now tampered with because it's been so spread.
Right, I see where you're going with that. Which may now that's another, I like. Let's keep, because you can discuss the way, because that's why we have Blog Talk, so we don't have to be pious, as they do on some of the other shows. You know, when a woman doesn't want a baby, it's called pro-choice. When a man doesn't want the baby, it's called deadbeat. So it is a great bias going on. And so I like everybody to realize, you know, you're killing babies at a higher rate than a man not paying for babies. I just want y'all to know that statistically. Just in case
who has more abortions.
That's correct. More abortions are being perpetrated than
that. Not physically. And statistically, what's interesting is that a greater percentage is by the so-called black woman than the so-called European woman. But the myth is that white girls go on abortion. On raw numbers, they do. But on a percentage-wise, it's not even close.
So basically, we're talking about who we're laying with. And I think one of the times I talked with you, the first time we spoke, we were saying how, you know, we get into these club situations, we go out, you know, we get our drink on, get our groove on, everybody looking good that night, and then we wake up in the morning, we realize, oh, shit, I don't have no condom on. And so we end up now wondering, is she going to be pregnant? Now, a lot of people, and let's be honest, y'all, sometimes we're not even sure if that's our baby, based off the fact that a lot of our women, based on the fact a lot of our women are very promiscuous, and we all know that to be true just by these reality television shows. Well, how do we deal with this situation where we don't, sometimes a man don't even know it's his baby until he goes through the court system?
That's an interesting question, Brother Drybones. Now, I want, for clarity purposes, do you want me to give you a lawful definition or a personal definition of my position?
Well, give both, because I want you to make sure that those who are listening get as much information tonight as they possibly can. So give it the way you see fit. This is your avenue here. I'm letting you do your avenue because it's what you do, and I need you to be able to tell us so we can get a good understanding of how you feel about it since you deal with it a lot. So you can do both. Did he leave there? Where'd he go? Let me find him here. Somehow he left there. Are you back? Where'd he go? He left there somehow. Are you back, brother? We lost him briefly. I hope he calls right back so we can get him back on here. I got another caller in here just to help me out here just till he bring him back. I don't know what happened. There he is. Got him back. There you go, bro. I don't know what happened. You dropped the call.
Apologize.
Go ahead.
I apologize for that. Let me move outside so I can make sure I get a good enough connection and hopefully won't be interrupted. Background noise. But let's go with this. Personally, I believe in contracts. Not just because of Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10 of the Florida Constitution. I believe in a person giving their word.
Okay, he's either. Hello? He's on a cell phone, everybody, so I don't know. He's in another part of the state of Florida, which is maybe having problems up there. We're going to keep it to, here he goes. He comes back. There he is. I got you back.
You know,
I'm looking for.
I'm an avid conspiracy theorist, so I think Big Brother might be doing that. But anyway, with that being said, okay, I believe in contracts. I don't believe that there's as many of these oops babies as people would want to believe, and I don't like the slogan, and as I was going on before about the slogan, every movement needing the slogan of the, you should have thought about that before you laid down. So with that being said, if there was an agreement and both parties did what they came, and that's the operative word to do, we should keep things within that perspective. And in as much as people should say we would talk about responsibility, well, I think you should be responsible until the product of essentially a screw, that you're the product of a screw. See, I believe that you can't have a post-requisite without a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so that would explain it from my personal perspective. If he didn't promise to do nothing or she didn't promise to do nothing, you really ain't got nothing to hold them to other than what they came to do, which is slam uglies together, right?
Right.
So we have to keep it in perspective because what we've done is created a generation, bro, and I'm 46. So I'm going to tell you, I would take the blame for my generation for dropping the ball because we're not using the same social or personal restraint when it comes to procreation, because there's no longer a stigma attached to random screwing and baby creation. And there's also no impetus, because it's become almost socially taboo for a particular segment of society to even get married. Okay, and I'm not saying married in the sense of the contract marriage under Article 1, Section 27 of the Florida Constitution. We don't even believe in covenant.
Mm-hmm.
We just go out and do screwing and talk about being responsible. Well, that's not ever going to work, bro.
Right.
There's not one social construct that would ever support that, whether you would use empirical data or you opened your damn eyes. It don't work.
Mm-mm.
Now, from the lawful perspective, we talked about contracts. So guys, if you never agreed to be a father, they can't really hold you to being that. You're going to say, what do you mean? Well, go to chapter 63.054 of the Florida statute, and I'm going to help you with how you can tie this in. You want me to go this deep into it, or do you want me just to kind of give them something to think about?
Go ahead, give it to them, bro, because there's a lot of people listening. So there's a lot of callers, so they must want to hear it.
Okay, listen. It's called the Punitive Father Registry, which essentially states that the guy has to show his willingness to be a father before you can hold him to be obligated to doing that anyway. And I'm outside, so these mosquitoes are like flies on me. But at any rate, I want to get this across. So with that being said, if he never committed to being the father, and a father, by definition, particularly when you're unmarried, has to be a chosen and a desired result, I mean, end result. See, a married man, because he's contracted, essentially is bound to be and presumed to be the father of any child that comes through the quote-unquote marriage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's called a presumption, okay? And if you want to argue this, there's like a Prevett standing, there's a Richardson holding, and then there's the Daniels issue that we could raise in Florida, which I'm going to go back to. If you go to Article 4 of the United States Constitution, what it's going to talk about is the full faith and credit, which essentially states that because something happened in Florida, unless New York can show some other authority, you would have to recognize that very same thing in any other state. The United States is one big piece of one big table, right? Five lines across, five lines diagonally or horizontally, and what do you have? 50 blocks. Whatever's good in block one is good in block 50. No different than you ain't got to get married when you go from New York to Florida. You ain't got to get remarried, do you?
Nope.
Because the contract of New York is still valid in Florida. Florida would establish jurisdiction if a divorce was to come about, because the divorce would be probably taking place in Florida, but you could both agree to divorce in New York.
Well, let me ask you this, because you heard before you say that two-part, let's get this straight so I understand, so all of us can understand out here. A person in New York State has a baby in New York State, comes down here, Florida, Georgia, whatever, have a baby here. There seems to be two different types of jurisdictions, because I know New York State, at one time, they cut a person off at 18 years old, and then Florida just recently, in the past couple of years, did that. You used to have to go and get modified, or you had to go back into the courts to get that if it wasn't written in your first petition. How do you justify by saying each state is the same? How does that work? Especially since we just heard that little clip where the gentleman said that, you know, Jersey, he got put in jail in Pennsylvania, but he was okay in New York State. How does that work in some cases? Because I know it's
without knowing the details of what he argued, because don't forget we're only getting the superficial information. What I would suggest that everyone do, because you're on Blog Talk, unless you're on your phone, open up another window. Because I'm actually outside. These things are killing me, bro. I just go inside of my office, you all would not be able to hear me. Because there's blocks, I guess, because of the way it's constructed. That's why we kept cutting off.
Right.
Open up a window and go to and Google in the United States Constitution, and then pull in Article 4, which is the full faith and credit. Okay? And off the top of my head, it'll say that each state shall honor the public records, acts, and proceedings of every other state. And essentially it comes down to say that Congress will deem which would be appropriate and how it would be appropriate. Now, that's the Constitution of the United States of America. That's not Greg. Now, I know I've been called the devil when I was doing DJ Squid. And for those who don't know and who may be saying his voice may sound familiar or not, I'm also DJ Squid from the School of Dating, the Man Mindset, and from the DJ Squid and Prove It Wrong show. I started doing Blog Talk back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I went from the social, political perspective, background being political science. I spent time in the military. I forgot to tell them all that, Dry Bones. I don't know if you wanted me to tell them all that, but I was in the military. I actually joined under Ronald Reagan.
Be real about it. Yeah, Ronald Reagan, conservative. You were a conservative. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, what I'm telling you is I don't know about conservative or Democratic. What I was a 17-year-old who thought I owed. So, and my perspective changed once I became involved in the situation.
That's right.
Because it's one thing to be myopically motivated, and my parents were both retired military, so I lived in suburbia. I had a great life. None of the decisions, not mistakes, because mistakes are generally made when you lack a body of information. None of the decisions that I've ever made in life that were adverse were because of anything my parents didn't do. I had great parents. So my screw-ups were Greg's, not anybody else's. Now, but at the same time, if I said I wasn't going to do something, I ain't doing it. And you're not going to change me by what was it, social pressure or whatever you want to call it? Because I say kiss my ass. If I didn't promise it, I don't owe you shit. And even when it comes to the military, I did what? It's not that I was a great soldier or a great patriot. On paper, I looked good. But all I did was say I satisfied my military obligation, which is a contract, right?
That's a contract, yeah.
There you go. I honored the contract. So everything that I get after that, I earned it. They didn't give me shit. And I tell all you veterans out there, they gave you nothing. You earned it. Now, with that being said, I went into spent about 5 years, 4 or 5 years in the school system. So, yeah, I actually was teaching kids. I was a tutor in college. And I went to UPS after leaving the school system in Hillsborough County and actually was a union steward, bro, for the Teamsters. I eventually sent UPS and the Teamsters. Yeah. So then my experiences have come. I've been battle tested.
That's right.
And I tell people I'm not very creative. I can't sing. If I could, I wouldn't know you know, probably. But anyway, I can't sing. I don't write poetry. You know, I don't play instruments. I can dance. I could dance. And I catch the football and make anybody miss. That's what I was good at. Okay.
You're good at football.
I know you told me that.
Yeah, I heard you told me you were good at that. But let me ask you this, that, because pretty much we all of us have that same type of dynamics that we all been through something. This is not anything, but when we make this contract, mainly what we're talking about is a verbal contract when it comes to a man and woman with this situation here. And because of that verbal contract, if not stated properly, she has the right, wouldn't she or he, to dispute whatever the person is saying. Like if I woke up and I said, "Oh, baby, I love you," and then you tell me you got a baby for me, and all of a sudden, well, I don't want no baby. I didn't say I wanted a baby. How you know this is pretty much how it's going. How does the contract work from there?
Okay.
Your estimation.
There's going to be an express that you're talking about, express and implied contract, correct?
Right, because it's really verbal. It's a verbal contract. No one's nothing written down that I'm going to be the father.
Well, that's what's interesting. That's why I say open up Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution. I'm not able to access my computer right now from where I am. I might be able to, but I don't want to read it verbatim, but maybe you can and inform the people. So that, yeah.
Give me a minute, see if I got somebody. Yeah, because if I change here, I'm going to tell you, you know how Blog Talk works. One change of a window for us, and the whole show will turn itself off sometime. I don't understand it, but that's what happened. Is there a sister out there? Do I have a sister? If you can, Sister Keela, if you are able to open up your computer to look that article up. And if not, if I got another brother out there, or sister out there, put your hands up. I'll bring you in if you have the article. So we can read that as we go, but and that'll help us to. And if not, anybody who's out there, please, if you have it, I'll bring you on so you can read it for us. But I want to make sure that
I like for somebody else to do that if possible. Not, I don't want to, you know.
No, I'm getting somebody now. I'm gonna get somebody.
That way they can say that Greg is not making it up. I want you all to search it while I speak to it, and I'm not gonna look it up. Because, I'm over here trying to keep these mosquitoes from landing on my ass.
No, that's good. No, that's a show that we want the people to look, because that's what it's all about, man. You're not going to be there to hold their hand. Everybody got to look this up and take their own initiative. So, yeah, but if she finds it, please just chime in, and I'll let you read it just as soon as you get to it, if you can.
Okay.
Go ahead,
that being said, at the same time, open up what's called the Florida Punitive Father Registry. And someone said, but I don't live in Florida. I just told you look up Article 4. So anyway, with that being said, and also I used to coach too, and you could probably tell by my delivery, I don't want your excuses when you throw an out or a quick hit and the cornerback is sinking and the ball comes back. You better call for tuition because we've already studied this, right?
Right.
I can live with the physical mistakes. We don't want to live with the mental mistakes because obviously, that's a big mistake. The mental mistakes are the ones that kill us, huh?
It is.
Everybody's physical. So let's go with that. But, let's go to the Florida Punitive Registry, which essentially states that in order for an unmarried biological father to essentially be the father, because don't forget, he doesn't have any rights to the child. It's not his child. He has to consent to the adoption, and he must do that through a notarized affidavit. That ain't Greg. In fact, 63.054 is called the Florida Punitive Father Registry. And once somebody gets to that, they can raise their hand for him. You can read, and it'll just tell you there. And this is what's so crazy about it. And this is going to sound, and I'm pretty sure you're going to, man, boy, I hate to be you, John. I'm going to throw rocks at your ass. Essentially, guys, if you don't sign shit, do you owe shit?
Okay, so let's get that clear, everybody. So basically, what we're saying is, because if they don't sign a piece of paper or some type of
an acknowledgement
that this is their, that they are the parent of this of offspring, that they will what? I mean, now again, I'm gonna use it because I know what I've seen, and I'm sure you're gonna tell me how you see. Wouldn't that still lead up to a paternity suit after that?
Okay, well, I don't know what it may necessarily lead to. But I want you all to do something else and open up another box, any one person, and you can go on to the callers. Within any issue of a paternity suit,
mm-hmm.
who is the injured party, and what is your contribution to the injury? That's a civil issue, isn't it? Because you can't legislate morality. You can't legislate morality, can you? Because if morality is the issue, all of this goes out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would think it would, but I mean, again, we're gonna, you know, I mean, in your view, because you're the one who's been seeing this a lot. If we go to court, like for instance, and I'm gonna just take
probably a hearing, brother, not court. Probably
a hearing,
not court.
Yeah, I'll call it a hearing because you're right. That's exactly what it is. You go to a family hearing and you sit down and
whoa, what kind of hearing?
Well, I'm using a married person, and that's bad. I'm using a married because that happened to
okay,
me.
Okay, well, I'm
my,
glad. No, I just said repeat the word, bro. Repeat the word.
I went to a family.
Okay.
I went to family court. That's what I ended up going to.
Okay, now stop
court.
That. Stop right there, bro. Isn't that the jurisdiction that they bring most people in under, is a family court, the family jurisdiction?
Yes, that's what they usually do.
Okay, now do me a favor. Go to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and have any of your listeners go to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And if you read Article 16 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, doesn't it define what it takes to be a family? Because it defines clearly what a marriage is and that people have the right to be married. So if you're not married, are you technically a family? Because family is the only unit that's protected by state and society. And by the way, if you go to the Florida's Constitution in Article 1, Section 27, marriage is defined. See, you can't summarily determine what somebody else's family is. So if they bring you in under family law, wouldn't the jurisdiction be improper?
I would think a lot of it is improper. I'm pretty much saying there's a lot of it is improper, but this is what they're doing. So what you're telling me is to give credence to what you're saying is to go to the...
Deconstructed. I had my... And
right.
I don't know if I showed you on the one or the one I sent you where I showed where mine got closed. I deconstructed the case to answer your question because I was in
right.
there one day and the lady said something to me. I said, you know what, bitch? I'm going to figure this shit out. I'm tired of this.
And got upset, yeah. That's what usually makes people more aggressive when they get mad. I'm going to get. Now, let's deal with, okay, now being that you are able, you were successful in doing this, say a person who does not know, and that's what we're dealing with, a lot of these people who do not really know, your first and foremost thing would be what? To look this particular constitution up first, and then going to, from that to say, now what if what if the parents or the two people that's involved, and let's, you know, just deal with it mainly on how it happens, what if they end up where it is his baby. He knows it. He know he had it. He's willing to accept that as being his baby, and willing to do the right thing. But she still wants to go to court to get compensated. How would you address a person in that particular? Because I'm just going to throw some things at you that I see on the list that people are going through, and you tell me what would they, how would you address that? I want to be the daddy. I want to do the right thing, but no, I know how much you make. I want more. I know you make more than this. How do you deal with that?
Okay, let's go to this thing right now. I'm glad you brought that up, bro. A parent is a parent whether married, single, or divorced, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's not Greg. That's Illinois. That's Stanley versus Illinois, which, by the way, is how I found out about the driver license issue of Bell versus Burson out of Georgia. And one thing that I did, and again, that I want to cite what I can cite, and the things that I don't know about or I don't have enough information, I'm going to tell you I don't have any information. I'm not going to send you out there on a wild goose chase. The one thing that I hope I can convey to people is I want you to test me. I don't want you to believe me because if you believe me, that's probably why you're in your situation now, because you believe the people who told you what to do, and that's like going to the devil and asking how to save your soul, for those who believe in him, by the way. But the thing is, why would you do that? Well, I went down there and they told me. Don't they want your goddamn money? Does the bully want your milk money every time he gets a chance, bro? Of course he does.
Yes, he do.
And until you hit
yes,
him in the mouth, what is he going to do? He's going to take your damn money. Now, with that being said, you're a parent, whether married, single, or divorced, and the ability to be a parent has already been outlined. I don't create a damn thing. I just told you I'm not creative.
Mm-hmm.
So what I went and did is, what did I just do for him? Didn't I cite case law? Don't trust me.
Yeah, you did.
Go read the case law. And the one thing that I might be okay at doing is I internalized it. Now, this I don't want to alienate anybody or set nobody off by saying you got to be Christian, you got to be Muslim, you got to be anything. Forget that. You have to establish what your beacon is for your creation and your spirituality, where you are in this world. I did that as well, and I could think of a guy by the name of Sunday out of Shuel Bay, DJ Breeze. Breeze said, I was at a black-on-black rhyme here in Tampa. You might be familiar with the black-on-black rhyme experience, bro, because you travel. And he was up at I was one of the sponsors. You know, I used to support the thing, so I'm sitting up there. And he said, you know, you ain't got to do something. I think it's like pay income tax or no license. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to go with this again. And he said, I can show you. That piqued my curiosity. You can show me. Okay, that's interesting. So what did he do? He showed me something about something totally unrelated. But what did I say? Well, damn, if that's probably off, let me go and do some searching on this. So I can't research what I never looked for the first time. Okay. So with that being said, I said, well, damn, if this shit is off, what the hell else could be off? And there we go. I began my journey. And I've only been doing it for about 3 years. I had some background because of, you know, the things I talked to everybody about. So what I did was I started to break down and deconstruct what may not have been done properly relative to my situation. Well, now, so essentially I started just studying case law. I ain't got to reinvent the wheel. If somebody's already addressed the issue, let me go read the case and see how the courts came up to their decision. Because that's what you're in, is a so-called court. The people there are supposedly bound by the Constitution. Hold them to it. And by the way, the word is the bond, ain't it? And if you go to Florida Constitution, Article 2, Section 5 states that all public officials, prior to entering office, shall give bonds according to law and shall swear or affirm, and it'll be something for the court to say, whatever, and you go on with that. Now, one of the internalisms of me is what? I remember saying, and I'm not reading it, I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I'll bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the lawful orders of the President of the United States and officers appointed above me, so help me God. And then I say, I'm an American fighting man. I serve in the forces which guard our country and our way of life. I'm prepared to give my life in their defense. So one of the statements I made one time in court is, so you think I'm willing to kill and die for you, but ain't willing to fight for me? You're either very naive or very misled, but either way, you're very wrong. And then I began my fight.
Now, let me ask them, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, has anybody found any of these answers yet? You asked
them. They probably look, just give it to them, and like I said before, we're going to lead them to that way they can come over to your website, and you can give them even more details, because that's just something they can have to do themselves. We prefer them to actually come in and get it from. So what we're doing now is making sure that they get an understanding of what you're about, so when you when they're guided over to that area, you can give them the meat and the potatoes even more thoroughly. But I do have some questions I'm seeing. Let me ask this question now. Granted, we know what you're saying. I've seen these things. I've seen case law. Believe me, I've seen plenty of them. But here's the thing with me that I'm noticing. It says, according to this particular, what I'm reading here, it says, according to criminal warrants, it says, an issue, if a prostitute becomes involved under federal or state law, this can occur if the parent is severely behind and owes a lot of unpaid support. Criminal warrants are enforceable in any state, not just the state where it was issued. And it says a criminal arrest can lead to fines, a sentence for 1 year or greater, or either 1 year in jail or both. I mean, how is that able to be circumvented in so many people? No, a lot of people are hearing what you said pretty much for a lot of years now. I mean, how are we not able to defeat this then if this is the case? Because, I mean, people are going to jail quite a bit over this. I mean, I can tell you that.
I've gone through that as well. I've gone through that as well for missing a court date. But let's do this, bro. Listen, people, I can't speak to why they do the wrong thing, no different than saying why did Jesse James rob a bank. We knew it was wrong.
Right, there you go.
But who challenged
it?
Did you challenge what was done to you? Because, see, I'm more solutions-oriented than I am problem-oriented. And one of the things I'm going to say, and this is just my opinion, people, so this is not necessarily the view and opinion of Dry Bones, this is Greg. Everybody on that damn video or that clip, for the most part, talked about the goddamn problem and didn't focus on the solution. My toe is hurting. Yeah? Okay, tomorrow, Dry Bones, my toe is hurting. What's the first thing you're going to say? If you heard me say it 3 days in a row.
Yeah, you better go to the doctor. You better find
out. There you go. So here we go. If, in fact, anybody has a computer, look up the word peonage. It's called peonage. P-O-N-A-G-E. Now, they're saying, now, I don't know if you're reading from an article based upon something that's designed to drive people to act or respond a certain way, because that's why these things are thrown off into the ether. Okay, listen. By law, how can a civil issue become a criminal issue, people? What is the crime? All crimes have to have necessary elements. No different than, as y'all heard in the video, the audio for me in court, no different than when the judge started drinking water. So, the water you're drinking. Now, it can have hydrogen, oxygen, and any other number of elements. However, if it's not hydrogen, at least two oxygens for every hydrogen, it's not water.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, if that's called corpus delicti or the body of the crime. Okay, now let's go ahead, and that's a whole other discussion, which we can go into for hours. Now, which is no problem with me, but I don't know if we have that much time.
Yeah,
I don't know if I have
that
much damn blood. But the other thing is, let's go into this issue. If it's a civil issue, it's going to be based upon a preponderance of evidence. If you walk into a venue, and I'm going to speak to this, I know that we know the people who understand is the thing about the public and the private, and they don't mix. I don't know enough about the private side, even though I have things that are done, and I'm working on creating that entity so I can have independence in my commercial activities. Now, so let's listen to this thing, and I know that you're much more adept when it comes to issues of spirituality from a context perspective and also a literary perspective. But let me make it basic for them. Who created us? Or what created us? The universe. Okay? Period. And if you want to really go into court, you go to Matthew 6:24 and state that you can't serve two masters because you'll love one and hate the other, right? You can't serve God and mammon. And really quickly, what is mammon? Which I was kind of surprised. Not many people knew what that was, bro. But anyway, mammon is riches. What's a corporation established to do, bro?
Yep. Take from.
Make money, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Take from.
Mitt Romney, what are people? Corporations are people too, right, Mitt Romney? So if you allow yourself to be considered a corporation and don't deny or contest that you're not a creation of paper, because a corporation is paper, then you've just said that I am what you call me versus I am the creature of the creator. And by the way, you go to the Declaration of Independence, and I'm only using what you can easily verify, people. We ain't got to be overly dazzling. if I can run the ball and if I can run the ball off tackle, guess where the ball is going, Drybone? Until
That's
you
right,
stop.
Right, off tackle. Off tackle.
Matter of fact, here's something I was talking to one of my people today. Drybone, remember when Doug Williams ran the Super Bowl?
That's right, for the Washington Redskins.
Okay, how many different damn plays did the Washington Redskins and Timmy Smith actually run? About three, but they ran that same damn play over and over again. Why? They couldn't stop.
We thought
Timmy Smith was good, didn't we? Hell, I could have played Kale back in that game and did the same thing, because one, I could outrun his ass, and they didn't touch his ass. Sometimes he was 7 yards up the field. So with that being said, if it's already been done and proven, we ain't got to reinvent the wheel. Let's just go ahead and do what's worked, and let them contradict it, which would in turn contradict the oath. Okay? And you can utilize this stuff, people, and it may take time, it takes effort, it takes energy, but killing any monster would do the same.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what they call it. Now, let me ask you a question. So when you say time, because you do have put together a program that is pretty it's not over the top. It's pretty concise, easy to understand. Tell the people how to get into more of learning this with your program, because that's where basically they're going to have to go to if they want to get more out of this, to get this understanding. How do you do your program, and how do we get in touch with that? They get in touch with that.
Okay. Well, if you want to contact me, you can go to www.gregdoss.com, G-R-E-G. That's Golf Romeo Echo Golf Delta Oscar Sierra Sierra. That's with the S, people. And .com. And it's not my program. So I don't want to take credit for something that was already done when all I did was gather the work of other people and utilize it for my, you know, I'm not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, but you're giving it to them in a way where, remember, I agree with you. This thing is not new, but it's the way the person brings it to fruition. And sometimes we need certain people to bring that which is old to make it into a newer form where it's understandable. And that's where I think a lot of our people are being messed up, because of the understanding. And with so many forces out there, because you have to know, people are going in, and you talked about this before. These courtrooms, I mean, you got people coming in with fezzes. You got people coming in with their Masonic regalia on. You got people coming in court. And to say the Constitution, well, you know, do these judges really believe in the Constitution? That's another program that we got to probably do on, is are they following the Constitution? I mean, do you think that the United States Corporation is following the original Constitution?
Well, this is where I would say to that. And I've been posed that question before. I would make them say in open court that the Constitution doesn't matter as long as you got two or three people there. Because you go to Article 3, and I hate to use that T word, but I think that's the only thing that you can still be hung for. Am I correct?
Yeah. Do what you
okay.
do. Go ahead.
So what I would do is state that find out who you're going to be before. Go find their oath, and it's either your Secretary of State or it's in the administration office, and attach the oath to the damn pleading. Because what you just did is say you took an oath to do this thing, and if you don't do this, there's a consequence. Now, if you go, anybody out there, go to 876 of the Florida Statute, subsection 5, and then go to 876, subsection 6, and then go to 876, subsection 10. Now, the statutes would become applicable in that instance because they're actually operating within commerce because they're being compensated even though they're with quote-unquote public funds. But what you would do to amplify that would go to Article 6, which is the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, as well as Article 2, Section 5 of the Florida Constitution for my people in Florida. And there's some equative or equative article within your constitutions for your state. And let them tell you, we do know that there's some element of trickery. I don't want to get to mixing the two. Because it would involve a lot of conversation that, again, would take the people who are going to bring that argument to just show the proof. I've never heard them say, I've heard of people tell me they've said it before to them. I've never heard anybody tell me that Constitution doesn't matter in there. That is a strong statement to make. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Forthwith, if not, I'm not saying it hasn't happened. What I'm telling you is simply, if somebody who took an oath has told you that their oath doesn't matter, then wouldn't that be a perjury on the record?
Yeah. I'm going by some of the people that I've talked with, and some people that, you know, they have different opinions. Some people do exactly what you said and come out of court without any problem, and some have. Depending on what they say, I always think a court reporter, like my brother Sean in Tampa say, you gonna go into those, bring your own reporter, to make sure that everything is key. Yeah, so you can have this thing written down at what was said. I agree with all that. Now let me ask you, because you've been successful in yours, what is the rate of your now? Are these clients you're dealing with? Or how do you address your the people you do, are these your clients or are these your students? How are they addressed?
I'm a teacher, because let me make it very clear. I'm not an attorney. I don't have a license to practice law. I don't practice law. What I do is study the law and tell people what I've learned and how I've gained my information. I don't give any information as advice to apply to specific cases, but as general information regarding the law, which, by the way, belongs to the people. So please use this information for educational edification purposes only. And if you want legal advice, seek an attorney and be legally advised. Now, with that being said, which was here first, the law or the lawyer?
That's a good one.
If you can bring me a constitution that states that the word lawyer within the Sixth Amendment is used. Don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. Y'all go read it. I just said I'd eat that damn thing if you can show me where the word lawyer comes from.
That's right.
Do is tell you one of my stories when I was inside of the venue. That wasn't in the venue, the hearing. And I was talking to or engaging with a licensed attorney. I asked her a question. I said, ma'am, let me ask you a question. Where does the Florida Bar Association receive its charter? And I said, no, I'm an asshole anyway, okay? And she looked at me, and she kind of paused. I said, you don't know, do you? She said, no, I don't. I said, in 1950, wasn't the Florida Constitution written in 1838? We know it was revived in 1968, but wasn't the Constitution written in 1838? She looked at me, I said, so what y'all do? Just hijack the goddamn Constitution?
Actually, I tell people, tell them about if y'all don't realize it, it's the British Accredited Registry.
Period. It's not hidden.
Yeah, that's what it is. British Accredited Registry. I try not to act like I know these things, because I want y'all to be able to hear from somebody. Because if I say it, sometimes it sounds like I'm making it up too. But give me a little more information on from these things. Cause I'm gonna be honest with you, because even though tonight, in your small segment of time, people are going to say, "I want to hear more. I want to know more." And this is the reason why we brought you on, because I do believe it's valid. But let's ask the question. You said something to me earlier. You have kids. You have daughters. Basically, it's a moral issue between the person, the two parties. A third party is not even supposed to be in this.
Period.
Right. So basically, it's a moral issue then.
I love my daughters. I have a goddaughter. I'm going to tell you, God damn it, why did you bring it up, Drop? I was having a good night till you brought this shit up. I got a goddaughter. Fuck, amazing, dude. Oh, I'm sorry about the language. I have a goddaughter.
Go back there, bro. It's
okay. I have a goddaughter. Jeez. So she has a baby, right? Intelligent young lady, educationally speaking, academically, within the books and within the structure of the court of that academic institution or resolution, whatever you call it, crap that's going on. But anyway. So she gets pregnant one time, and I'm like, well, what did your mom say? Well, she's happy about it. I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck? So then she says, I'm thinking, only thing on my mind is what, Dry Bones? Your future, baby.
Right, your future.
Okay, secondarily, I say, okay, y'all getting married, y'all going to do something? I ain't marrying him. I'm thinking, so let me get this straight. In my mind now, because I don't want to run her off. You know, the first thing I'm going to say is, okay, baby, just call me and let me know if you need something. And I'm like, I go jump into the lake and swim down an alligator and start wrestling with this motherfucker. You're going to do what? So now she don't want to get married, so now you got problems with the cat, okay? So they sometimes work it out, they sometimes don't, which happens in all relationships, or all relationships. But anyway, so, okay, we're working our way through it, Dry Bones. So get the phone call I got about 3-4 months ago. Yeah, we already know. I just want to let you know I'm pregnant again. So I hang up the phone.
Wow.
I hang up the phone. No, I hang up the phone because I'm thinking they got the wrong motherfucker. So I call back, and she says, "Well, I'm pregnant again." I said, "Okay, by whom?" "Well, it's the same guy." I said, "Okay, well then y'all gonna get married now, right? We're gonna do something, right?" I said, "I'll come do it for you." So here we go with, "No, we ain't gonna get married. I ain't marrying him." I'm thinking, damn, let me get this straight.
Wow.
You are going to bring life into the world, and I don't know if it's a cooperative relationship, but you're going to bring life into the world without having at least two cooperative parents operating under the same roof. Okay. I just summoned Mighty Mjolnir, and I went back to Asgard for a little while. Okay? I said, what are we doing? And again, my question was, what do you think? Well, what did your mom say about it? Oh, they're okay with it.
They're okay with it, huh? Wow.
But see, this is what we've become. Whereas when I was coming through school, that is an albatross, which it still is an albatross. It's just an unspoken to albatross. The economic, social, and psychological development of children is directly linked to the interaction of the two parents. Period.
Yeah.
And most effectively, the child with the father. Well, that's empirical data because, well, my background is political science. So, and again, you know, you can make anything look a certain way. We know that, but damn it, people, open your goddamn eyes.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Hold on. I want you to, because now they lighten up when you said that. I'm going to take a few calls because I told you I was going to open the lines up for y'all.
Oh, I apologize for taking off like that.
No, they got questions I wanted to be asked because, again, my job here is to give everybody who asks for these shows opportunity to respond and to hook up with the brother and to, you know, what I consider opportunity for y'all to learn more. Go ahead, 9729, OU Dry Bones, you on the air.
Peace, Dry Bones, how you doing?
All right, brother, how you feeling tonight? Appreciate you being with us.
Okay. No doubt. The brother, Abu from the temple, told me about this conference call in your radio show, so I figured I'd call you and speak to the brother.
Oh, okay.
Doss is, brother Doss as well. How you?
I'm outstanding, sir, and yourself?
I'm maintaining. I got a couple of questions. I had a situation with my child's mother. She put in a complaint and for child support at one point, and in making preparation for it, I wrote an answer to the court, had all my pay stubs, copies of my money order receipts, and everything else that was listed in the initial complaint that was sent to me from the state of New York. And when I went down there to try to give the document, the clerk down there was like, what do you mean you want to give documents or submit your answer to the court? We don't take that here. We don't do that. You just show up to court. So then when it was time for me to go into the courtroom, I asked...
Was it a courtroom or a hearing, sir? Was it a courtroom or a hearing?
It was a hearing in the court, in the family court.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Was it a hearing or was it court?
It's a hearing, though. It's a hearing, but people, we get kind of mixed up, so we go... You know how you go to a hearing, but it's at the courthouse. So it's a hearing at the court. It's a hearing. That's what it is.
That's not accidental either. It's a dry bones. It gives the illusion of legitimacy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
I asked the judge, may I approach enter the bar. And he was like, this is not a criminal court, sir. This is, like he... You know, and I didn't really understand what was going on.
Continue. What did he say? That bar thing, I'm not familiar with. I just deal with the things directly and go in there. If you're gonna accuse me, I have the right to know the nature and cause of whatever the accusation is. And in common law, if you go to Seventh Amendment, any controversy under the rules of common law is subject to jury trial. So let's go ahead and back you up real quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna go through a procedural issue. Is that okay, Drybone?
Go ahead. Yeah, do what you got to do, bro.
Let's do this. If, in fact, they summoned you and you wanted to respond, and you respond in writing and you ask for certain information, correct? Right. Now, and first of all, the clerk, whoever that clerk was, has an obligation. That clerk is also a public employee. That clerk has an oath. The clerk is to allow you the opportunity to exercise due process. If a case was filed, you have a right to know what the case is about. And this is all publicly, right. Okay? Now, because I don't want to get into talking about discharging and setting off and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want
yeah.
And accepting for value. That's a different issue now. But you can't mix the two issues. And they do an outstanding job of explaining
of mixing the two.
In several other areas. There are other places you can go, they will do an outstanding job of explaining. Don't mix in public and private. Okay? Now, that being said, when you showed up there, you said there was a judge. How do you know he was a judge? Did you ask?
Well, to me, I didn't. I don't think any judge is a real judge unless it's at the level of Supreme Court. But I wasn't really going to take that argument to him at that point in time.
Why not? Why not? Why not put it in writing and then express it? Because don't forget, you can't appeal an issue that doesn't get raised in the trial court. So if it's not a trial court and the issue can't be raised, then what they're doing is, aren't they, in fact, enacting a fraud?
I wasn't prepared for that, you know. I was fairly new to, I still am fairly new to all of this information, so I wasn't confident to the point where I was ready.
And I don't want to speak to you condescendingly, sir. I don't want it to sound that way. If it does, I apologize so very much. What I am, again, is a coach, remember? And one thing I learned in sports and anything else, if you want to bench 225 15 times at the combine, you better not try to be lifting 135, right? What had you better get up under 225 so your body gets used to lifting it? Lyman taught me that, dry bones.
Yeah.
My bench exploded at that point. If you
want to
play at the NFL level, you better know how to play fast all the time. You better know the game. You better be able to recognize and react because it's a mental game. But let's find out what game we're playing. Let's understand the rules.
But what happened to
the rules of the game?
Let me ask a quick question. What happened, brother? Did you actually go through the? Did you? What was the end result? Did you from you going there?
Okay, my child's mother didn't show up, and she ended up sending a letter saying we're going to work it out amicably amongst ourselves because she realized that, like, basically they don't even care about her either, you know. So
They don't represent her. And this is almost every state. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Somewhere in New York, just like in Florida, if you go there and they'll state something to the effect of, and you all look this up. In fact, Google this. The undersigned counsel doesn't represent any of the parties listed. The only attorney-client relationship exists between the undersigned counsel and the Title 40 agency. Well, then, damn, that means you're a third party. That means you would not have standing.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Hold on, brother. And I appreciate Brother Haru, my dear brother from the Temple of Ptah, for giving this information to come on the show. I want you to take the pen and write his website down, BrotherGregDoss.com, and we probably can get more information because he has an outstanding a little webinar that he gives out, and I'm sure he'll be able to give you some more information. Let me take a few more calls. So thank you, brother.
Can I just say one more thing real quick?
Go ahead.
She stays trying to throw the threat of going back to the court in my face all the time, and I'm doing everything that we agreed upon and more. Like, in the beginning, I heard a recording where it said it's mental support, emotional support, doing all of that.
Bruh, that is based upon somebody else's problems-oriented approach. First of all, let me ask you a question. Were you all ever married?
Never.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Does she have custody of the child?
Yes, she does.
Or she
has
the child physically with her? All right. That's either yes or no.
No, she has custody of
her. Did you all go to court to who the child would live with?
No, we haven't.
So then how does she have custody?
He's always in
the house,
so he's always here.
Listen, this is one thing we're really good at, and that's going into places we don't have to. If she don't have custody, they probably have listed her as a custodial parent, which in fact she's not. That is a lawful definition. So the child living with her is essentially a parenting decision. If she doesn't like that and can't afford that, tell her to give you the child and shut up. And that's in a nutshell.
I'm going to visit your website.
Yeah, visit his website, man.
I'm going to visit your website. I don't want to take up all the time, but I really appreciate you talking to both of you talking to me.
That's what this is about. We're not going to answer everything up in here, but we're going to try to get you to get some more information because time does not permit. Let me go up north here. Let me go to 411.
Sorry about that, bro.
No, what you do, bro? We're trying to get people information here. 4117. 4117. You on here? I hear you, 4117. 305. 4117.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Go ahead. Got a comment or question for the brother?
Yeah. No, not really, man. I appreciate the information, you know what I'm saying? I'm currently living in a marriage, and you know, it's all good. You know, a few ups and downs like a roller coaster, but, you know, I'm here. But anyway, man, this is me, Kenny, man. Do your hype.
Oh, okay. What's up, bro? You're good, man. You better not go nowhere. You better stay. You don't want to stay right now. You don't want to go through none of this. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. It's one of my good brother here.
Let me just say this here, right? I had chimed in earlier on the abortion topic, but I know that's kind of way off topic, so I'll say that for another time. But yeah, man,
what you say?
For information, man. I've been locked in. You feel me?
I feel you, man.
No, I appreciate that.
VideoHype.com. Y'all want to see some of the most progressive videos in South Florida for the hip hop scene? This brother's out there doing it. That's VideoHype.com. And you'll see what is going on in the South Florida music scene. Thank you, bro. Let me get some more people out here. Let me get a 1-877. Let me get 1-877 out here. These women must be just listening. 1-877, you out there?
Hi, yes. Hello, Dry Bones, and hello, Greg.
What's up?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I did find the article. I don't know if it's probably too late to read it. But,
read it.
Oh, you want me to read it? Okay, hold on.
Is it real lengthy?
No, I mean, he just wants to...
All right, go ahead and read it. Go ahead.
Okay, I do have it. Okay, wait a minute. But I am definitely enjoying the show. I haven't had any problems because I go with the agreement that you stated with my daughter's father. So I definitely agree with you that having a contract is what I'm huge with. You won't have any misunderstandings. It's understood, and I do know that you know. And if you don't have that contract, you have to deal with the white man or the white system dictating, so I appreciate that information. Hopefully the listeners who are in a situation that can work with their
perspective of it.
Yeah,
right.
Section 1 of the article. This article basically talks about relationships between each state and others, as well as between
Article
the several states.
Article 4 of the United States Constitution, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to give them a little synapse. But here's Article 1. It says, full faith and credit shall be given to each state to public art, acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state, and the Congress may, by general law, prescribe manner in which such art, acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved, and the effect thereof. And it says that this first section requires states to extend full faith and credit to the public acts, records, and court proceedings of other states. Congress may regulate the manner to which proof of such acts, records, or proceedings may be admitted. And then it gives them some different case law that you're probably familiar with. Mills versus Dury. D-U-R-Y-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives another
And you're using
one,
U.S.
Does
the United, make sure you always use the United States one because that's the one you're going to bind it to, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Because of the authority issue.
And here's another one. It's McElmoy versus Cohen. That's M-C-E-L-M-O-Y-L-E. McElmoy. I guess maybe that's one. That's two that came out of that section.
But let me ask you, let me do this for you really quickly, sister, and I appreciate that. But here's also really interesting. If the state's going to make the contestant that they're not having to recognize the other one, what you could then do is do a challenge to whatever they're going to do and make them bring in the authority. And that's a 5.1. And by the way, one reason we know that works is because of my our friend Jonah Bay. One of the things when you authenticate your birth certificate, don't you attach Minnesota Rule 220 to that?
Well, let me ask you.
No, go ahead.
Okay. When you say Minnesota, how did you connect that in Florida, Minnesota State?
Because you just read it, man.
Because
Minnesota Rule says it's a holder of the title, means that I am, in fact, the holder of that legitimate title, then all I got to do is say, well, the Minnesota Rule makes it happen because of Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution. You can't make it, the states all come under the United States Constitution with the understanding or notion that they know that you have to follow that. The Constitution is the supreme law of the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Before anybody comes on and tells me what they do, that's why I told you to go get their oath and attach their oath to your pleading as an exhibit.
Well, can I ask you this right here? In that statute, it says may.
Not a statute.
Okay.
It's a law.
The Constitution. It says Congress may. It says Congress may regulate the matter and
must.
Proof and such and records of proceedings may. And when you use
must.
The term may opposed to shall says that they can use other states, but may, that means it may if that particular state allows it.
The may also means must. And first,
it means must.
And again. Yeah.
I'll look that up now.
Okay, and here we go. If
so
you
does Florida recognize? Does Florida recognize?
Hold on.
They have no choice.
I can't hear. Okay, hold on. All right, hold on. Let me keep going. I got 8557, you on the air. 8557.
Greetings, Brother Chabon. Brother Sean Hill, Tampa, Florida.
What's going on, brother?
Hey.
What's your take on?
Just so I'm understanding Brother Greg Doss correctly, are you saying that the parent, whether it's either the mother or the father, has no legal standing for bringing a child support claim or action before the court?
If the parent has no lawful standing, if I'm correct, the parent would have to bring a lawful standing or could bring a lawful standing if they can show as an interested party that whomever, for whatever reason, they're bringing the standing is legitimate, correct? Am I understanding your question correctly?
Right. My question is, are you saying that a parent, either mother or father, has no legal standing to bring an action of child support before the court?
That, let me get this correct. You're saying they're bringing the standing. They don't like the standing. I'm saying that the Department of Revenue generally brings a child support action. If the parent is bringing an action or a civil action, then the civil action has to be tied to some harm. So you're calling it child, I don't want to say child support, you want to say, you know, that essentially connotates it. My position is, or the law is this. If for a party to have standing, they have to have a sufficient stake in the justiciable controversy, and that's the Sierra Club holding. So in other words, for you to say that they owe you, you have to show where you've been harmed specifically for that reason. Now, here's a phrase, because it's not a term, it's two words, called strict scrutiny. Strict scrutiny is simply this. For the state to bring, and for the state to say they have a case in the action, they have to show that they are using the least intrusive means possible to involve themselves in your private affairs. And Article 1, Section 23 of the Florida Constitution outlines privacy pretty clearly. So essentially, if the mother is saying that she can't do it and you're equally the parent and that's not a part of the controversy or dispute, then you can always make the argument, well, if she can't do it, give me the child, because that is your right as a parent. So I don't to say that, well, you're saying they don't have standing. Well, there's certain things that have to be done for her to, or for either side, whether it's the mother or the father asking for support, to argue that they have a reason for your the fruits of your labor. Because don't forget, if you go to Article 2, you have the Florida Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, you have the right to be rewarded for industry. Now, there's also case holdings that state that even, you know, how much money you spend as a parent is a parenting decision. That can't be regulated. Because if that were the case, there had to be a prerequisite for how much money you would have to make to be a parent, right? You can't establish and say there's a post-requisite. They have standing to get money from you, when in fact, how much money did it take for you to be a parent? Was that even an issue? I think sometimes we address issues.
Here in the state of Florida, the state becomes a party to any civil action through what's called joinder. That's the legal term. It's called joinder. Okay, and that's for in what's called also MRIM proceeding. And MRIM proceedings, whether it's for damages to property or financial. And that's obviously what a parent is pursuing or filing a claim for, is for financial damages when they go to the Department of Children and Families and they want record of the father's employment, or, you know, where does he work, because the mother or vice versa has came to the state seeking some type of financial assistance, and they've requested financial information, specific financial information about the family, because she's either claimed one or many other dependents and seeking that type of assistance, whether it be food stamps or, you know, Medicaid or anything like that. They want to know the financial standing of the family. And so if she can't provide or he can't provide information, the financial information of the other party, then that's how the state attaches itself to the witness, because the parent then becomes a witness as a party to the action, and the state attaches itself to that particular claim through what's called joinder, and they establish what's called an in rem proceeding. So states do not have to follow the United States Constitution. Okay, we know the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but states have their own constitution.
And those constitutions, if you go to Article 6, in fact, in the third clause, it states, when it talks about who is bound by the Constitution, any laws in any other state notwithstanding. Now, let's do this. I know what the policy and the procedures are, because actually in my case they're all in Florida, which is interesting, except one came out and they essentially have closed them all out. Now, let's do this. I believe the question was how they do it. I mean, I think you explained how they are claiming to do it, and then you made then. But the question was, again, I'm unclear with the question. Are you saying how they do it, or what do you do about the fact that they do these things?
No, I asked you, was it the point that you were making that the state does not have the legal standing to attach themselves or file on the behalf of a parent on any child support
action? That's
what we're talking about.
The state would have to prove its standing.
And I just explained that. They do that through what's called joinder.
Let's try this.
And they file in-rim proceeding.
Hold on.
Now I got full clarity. The state is trying to do that, and the state is essentially a corporation that was incorporated for the benefit of the people. That's Hale versus Hinkle. Now, let's do this. If the state is saying they're going to step in and do something, if I'm correct, the state doesn't create any revenue. In this state, particularly, there's no income tax for the state of Florida. The taxes are for other things. If you go to not only the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 22, but you also go to simply the preamble of the United States Constitution, which states that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, which is spelled with a C, promote the general welfare. and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Taken simply as it is,
hello?
The commas and the set off. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Brother Jarmon. Universal Declaration of Human Rights is drafted under United Nations resolution. That's not an American law or statute,
right,
or
okay,
code.
But I'm gonna go back to the Constitution.
Let me ask you this, because this is why I say this is going to be one of those. A conversation that's always going to be ongoing because of what is still going on. Let me ask Bobby, when this Constitution was written, who was it written for?
It was written
Europeans?
For free white men. Yes.
Okay, so right there, let's stop right there. Sean, Brother Sean, do you agree this was written for European Freemasons? Are you in agreement with that?
I'm agreeing that it was written for the citizens, for those who were calling themselves Americans.
Okay, but I'm saying for the most part, but okay, then, you know, we can go into the Webster Dictionary about they adopted the word American from the copper colored people, but I'm just saying.
And adoption is also in the Constitution, isn't it? In Article
6. Yeah, but I'm saying, that's right, they adopted it. Now, my thing is this, mainly what we're talking about is a system that is really predicated on European prosperity.
I would do this before we, because I think we're going to transition to another conversation. I can only speak to what worked for me. And within the system of the webinar, I show people the screen where it was closed out. And I can only show you what I did without having close to this body of information. And
well, I'd like for y'all to get together. Y'all live close together. Whose dog is that?
So you're saying throughout your court process has eliminated you having to pay child support.
Yeah. I showed it to y'all. Oh, wait a minute. This is the Sean that we've been trying to get to in Tampa, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yes, I mean, this is Brother Sean Hill.
I showed everybody in my screen. That's,
well, I mean,
here's the other part about it. Huh?
No, I was saying I think it's Tony in Tampa, Sean in Tampa, and Credit Man. I don't even see Tony, who's the main person who advocated for the show. I thought he told me he had a bunch of questions asked. I don't see him, but yeah, let me ask this question. You have one on how many cases? One child support case or two?
Actually, I guess it would be called either four, five, or six, because they brought them, they would leave and bring them back, and they essentially just summarily gave me the letter saying we're no longer enforcing the action. Because it
now,
was
did you,
this.
Four different child support cases for four different children, or
they would take the case away and bring them back, so they would count them more than once, but every case that I had was closed out. That's not a secret. That's public record.
Were there four continuances for the same case or a final order?
No, four different cases where the Department of Revenue sent me a letter stating we're no longer enforcing the action. Now, if I could continue, I would tell you this also. All of my correspondence now with the Department of Revenue's legal counsel. And it's like this. If we meet, I'll just show you. The thing is, I'm not wanting to be a martyr either. And I know people listen to these things. But the reality is.
Yeah, they listen to me.
The reality is.
Well, if it's civil, it's public record.
Exactly. But but most people probably wouldn't want to go through the processes. So the other thing we don't want to have, the other thing that tends to happen is when they find out somebody's introducing people to information, because I'm not a leader, by the way. I'm just a teacher.
What happens is,
they do certain things to leaders. That's why I'm not a leader.
Right.
All I'm doing is saying this worked for me based upon using just the Constitution. No different than when you all heard me with the driver license thing, right, Drybone? I just kept going back to the Constitution. And that I played on the show.
Now, that's on Greg Dawson's. So y'all want to get clarity on that. Now, I just seen Brother Tony. Let me, Brother Tony, you out there?
But you got to realize
Florida is a judicial state.
I know, but let me keep you on. Go ahead.
It's not a judicial proceeding. It's done in front of a magistrate, correct? And if you look at the title,
Florida is a judicial state, which means a judge rules in accordance with the state laws. He only rules in accordance with the laws of Florida.
Law, you have to pay child support. Would that not be an invasion of your privacy? And would that not be violative of Article 1, Section 23 of the Florida Constitution? Not to mention
I just explained that by virtue of the fact that a plaintiff is bringing forth a civil action.
But the plaintiff,
the
state cannot bring you into a venue run by the state and then be in a party to the action and the trier of fact. That would cause
it happens
them to
every
to
day.
Change. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm telling you.
You got to make your opinion overstood versus what actually happens every day. I'm telling you, I'm in the 13th Judicial Circuit.
We want people to understand so we can get clarity. What is being said, everybody, and I'm getting more clear than it. Yeah, you just made a statement. Yeah, we wish it was like that, but it is not all the time run like this. This is where we're trying to make us good. What's happening for everybody does not happen for all, and that's where we got to get that clarity on that. Tony, get your comment in, because I don't get your comment in quickly, Tony, and while we got a lot of time.
Can you hear me, Tony?
I hear you quite well, brother. Yes, we do.
Okay,
go ahead.
What's up, Brother Drabo? No, I'm just. Hey, listen, I'm just enjoying the show, and I'm learning. And I don't. That's enough said for me, brother. I got a pen and pad.
Well, you make sure y'all with these pen and pad look this stuff up. So when we come back further, we'll get more clarity on everything that's going on because he's only one man. I'm going to be honest with you. Brother Greg is one brother. He can't have all the knowledge for the whole state of Florida. We ain't going to put that on him like that. But I will say this, though,
Brother Dry Bones, what Greg is saying is correct. Does it happen every day in the court? No, it doesn't.
No,
because we don't,
not.
and I think it's something that he said earlier in the show is because when you bump your toe and you get a toe, you know what I'm saying, we don't challenge it or something to that effect of what he was saying earlier, but we don't challenge it because we don't have the wherewithal to know. We've been disconnected or we have disconnected ourselves from this corporation and all we're trying to do is go along and get along. So basically, you know, I'm saying that we're not challenging it because we don't know. So once we know, they take advantage of it because it's presumed. It is presumed that you fall up under the corporation. So if they presume it, then they're going to run over you.
And what do you do for the presumption?
You just verify it. You challenge the presumption. That's a Dr. Pepper versus Crow that you're not the corporation they're trying to adjoin her.
Well, let me ask you this, because Brother Sean said something. Now, are y'all all in favor? We're talking about child support, which is a very, 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 very highly emotional subject here. Do we agree that there should be responsibility from both parents? We're all in agreement to that, mostly everybody on here. I've got people lined up.
I agree that there should be a fulfilling of any commitment made. In the absence of a commitment, because you made earlier today, earlier in the show you mentioned orphanages, and you kind of went, I forgot where it went, but don't forget that orphanages still exist in the form of safe havens for women.
Yeah, that's what happened. Because it was back before there was no enforcement back then. There was nobody coming to enforce that you take care of that child.
Can we talk about why that is, though? Help us out. And this is going to be pretty rough for everybody out there. Now, I do understand what the original 13th Amendment articulated relative to the descendants of Africa. We get into complexities within the conversation when we do that. So what I tell people to do is once you establish your game plan, you can't really deviate. You can adjust your game plan within the context of what you decided to do. Now, going back to that thing about the responsibility aspect, if the issue is family, go to Prince versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, people. Just Google it. That's 1944, by the way. Prince versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And, okay, now let's do this. A simple question, logically speaking, is what would have happened if illegitimate children, and that word illegitimate could be argued a thousand different ways. You went to Deuteronomy 23 and 2 where it says bastard children have no place in the congregation of the Lord. Christians shouldn't bring their issues among believers. The courts aren't. There's a thousand different things about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if illegitimate children had birthrights, would we need to even be bringing up reparations, or would you just say that this guy was my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and thus my great-great-great-great-grandmother never got what she's entitled to, thus you owe me something? What would happen to the financial structure of this country? The Supreme Court knew it when they made their ruling in 95, I believe it was, that the so-called out-of-wedlock children had the same rights, because as long as it didn't, what, disturb the financial foundation of the United States, they knew what they were doing. You wouldn't have to ask for reparation. You'd be asking for, interestingly enough, birthrights. Now, with that being said, and again, there's complexities, and one thing I can appreciate about what Brother Tony said was, at one time, I didn't question it. They kicked my ass down the steps, drove me up the steps, slapped me down, stuck their finger in my food and everything else, and one day I said, you know, this is bullshit. I'm going to go find out. And I just fought their ass. Now, this may cause them to want to come back because they hear me giving you all this information, because now they got to save face. But the case is closed, or the case is closed. And anybody, if there's anybody who's listening who happened to came into the child support webinar, I showed everybody that. And here's the other part. If you go into that venue with the position of inferiority, you go in defeated. I went in and I said, let me go ahead and train 50, 40 rounds for this 12-round fight so that I'll always have something in the tank. And one of the things that's on my website is if you change perspective, you can change results. And by the way, in the state of Florida since 2008, there's no such thing as custody, shared parenting, okay? But with that being said, there's also the issue of Article 1, Section 1 states that all political powers inherent in the people and the rights and necessities therein should not be construed to deny or impair others retained by the people. How the hell is something I created going to take charge of me? And that has to become an issue of personal choice. Now, I do the coaching thing, but here's the other part. If you can't serve two masters, and this is not about the spirituality, which is going to probably piss everybody off, but what is the foundation of all common law, Drawbone?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it biblical law? And biblical law is custom at law. Because biblical law is custom at law, and that's the Thompson's decision of 1790. So essentially, if you can't serve two masters, I'm not saying the Bible is the foundation of your spiritual compass.
I think
you walk into the venue, you could drop it because now it's protected by the First Amendment. So show me where you have business in my personal affairs.
Now, I remember there was some times ago, and I think Brother Haru, if you're listening out there, he experienced this too. We were all told that, hey, under common law, you know, if there's no harm, there is no crime, you know.
No foul.
I ain't hurt them. No. But I'm gonna be honest with you. We had an assault charge, and it took a hell of a doing till I had to go in on stand your ground because they did not want to go on that common law when I went to the court, and I ended up going through stand your ground and won. But
you fought, right?
Yeah, because of the fact that it was aggravated. But nonetheless, I've learned
to
trial and error.
You fought because you had the will to fight.
Oh yeah, I fought because my mind was induced to fight back.
But the same token,
I learned some things that I had to tell people. They do not want you to say certain things. They held me to the last thing. I took two people. One, the brother, he made me listen. Now I took somebody with me so they could see we were all going through this. They made me last. They made everybody leave before.
If it's an open court, to any overt act becomes constitutional. What, brother?
And that's what they said. You will be last. After I told them what I was going to do, they said, no, you're last. And when we got there, I watched everybody give their rights away.
Same thing I did with the traffic issue. How many brothers go to jail about a driver's license issue without ever addressing the fact that what crime did I commit? And what did
they
state on that doggone audio? Not Greg. That because that was not a crime at the time the Constitution was adopted, it is not subjected to the rules of common law, and thus it does not apply for incarceration. I said, and there you go. And he said, it's in the record. He said, yeah, and I'm going to put the order in. But what did I do? I stood in and fought on the issue of who in the hell did I hurt and who's coming forward to say and acknowledge that I did it. Because whoever did that is now the party who is subject to what? They've harmed me. Because now they've taken my time to address an issue that's not a crime. The issue of civil, that's the moral aspect. And by the way, isn't there holdings, Dry Bones, about there's essentially nothing is more viable than the contract because it's the means of enforcement. And thus, anything outside of the contract is up to the will of the person's moral compass.
Right.
There's nothing that you can bind into without the contract, because it's Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10 of the Florida Constitution. And if you're going to say it's implied, they still have to prove that.
But see, I, because of where we're at in the time frame, those of you who want to stay on a little longer, we will, because the conversation seems to be getting, they're still lighting up. I'll just keep it going. Now, my opinion on this is, as such, my opinion. I won't get too deep into a lot of this because I wanted him to express what his thoughts was about this. But I will say this. There is a problem with us with these illegitimate children out here that we seem to have at a record, and it's the responsibility of both people. I like for us to really say, is our moral compass off? That seems to be where we at here. It's a morality issue amongst our people, more so than anything else that is taking place, that our behavior to procreate without any type of instruction between the male and female in the upbringing of what they just created is not up to the state. It is definitely not up to no white European justice system. It is up to us as a people. So I don't advocate a lot of that, but being that we are here, we do have to deal with what we dealt with, and somehow there is many of us in jail under this so-called system based off the fact that they're in the rear. What do you tell brothers who can't leave the country, bro, about can't get a passport? I want to go to Bahamas. I want to go to Jamaica. I want to go out to I want to go to the Dominican. I want to go to the DR. I'm getting to go to the DR and realize, oh, I can't go because I ain't got no I ain't pay all these
restrictions.
How you deal with a person with that question?
I've never had that issue. I mean, we all have the issue of the whole thing about the support, and that goes into that other side of things, which, by the way, Jonah will be here in Tampa on Saturday and Sunday of this week at the public library. You can go to moneyforhomes.com to find out how to get there, through Brother said. But with that being said, you're talking about a different issue, but one thing is, if you don't challenge your ability to move from state to state, which is also the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and more importantly, make them justify the contract. Make them justify that you owe them. Because don't forget, all of these things that say you can't leave are acts, because the Constitution never restricts you, because the issue liberty is freedom from restraint. Myers versus Nebraska. In fact, this is the reason I throw these out there that way is I want people, somebody other than me, because I'm actually walking around still dodging these doggone pterodactyls. But look it up. I'm not making it up. The case law is there. I can't tell everybody, because I get asked that question a lot, Dry Bones. Well, why did it work for you? Fuck, I don't know. Maybe because I fought. I don't know. Why can I run this
it's
plan?
Right.
I don't get.
I would say
I don't get
different.
Picked up.
But then again, the average person, Sean, you still out there? Oh, no, yeah, let me bring that back.
Yes,
Sean,
I'm still here.
Okay, now let me ask you, let's take it to another level since we're at the top of the hour. As Brother Greg Dawes at gregdoss.com for all you who are going to leave. I know we're at the 11 o'clock hour. Go on his website. Hear the brother out. You be the judge. How you to be the judge? You look up what he say, weigh it, and make sure it's held in the balance. Question about what I want to ask about, everybody out there. Sean, I think you make a little noise. If you can do it, I don't want to do that. That's what I was saying before. Okay. Sound better. This Constitution thing, now, there's for those of us who do look study, how many of y'all ever heard of Lever Code? Any of y'all after the Civil War? There's many of us who study this Constitution and this doctrine, and we find out that the reason why they're getting away with so much, man, because they never reconvened it, and we're under a military constitution. How many of y'all are in the understanding of that? That we could be, you know, if you look at the flag,
that
there's
never
fringes.
Been proper, never been proper ratification. You mean of the knee parts of the
Constitution?
Right. Just that it was okay.
That's right. Never been proper ratification.
And to that, I wasn't going to bring it up. Remember, I said, because now you're going into a different thing, but this is what I would do. Ask the question. That's a jurisdictional challenge, isn't it? And once they establish what the jurisdiction is, because that's going to be established by whoever brings you in, then that's when you go find out what rules are going to play by. If you bring me a chess, if I see a checkerboard in your hand and you drop it, I can't say, okay, I'm going to start playing checkers until you do what? You say, well, Greg, we're going to play chess. I say, okay, well, you can play chess on the same board. So now I see the pieces. Now I know what the game is. How many people do you think challenge that?
They don't, because they don't know the game is being played on them. I mean, how many of y'all know the
Greg,
flag?
Point is this. When you step in the court, courts go by, they abide by what's called legal precedent in their state. Okay, we can pull legal cases from Nebraska, New York, Wyoming, that's not going to have standing in Florida. Okay? So it's jurisdiction. Those are different jurisdictions. And they'll look at you and laugh if you are, especially if you're a pro se defendant or even plaintiff. How are you going to make plead your case bringing citing case law from California when you're in Florida? Okay,
I would invoke Article 4 of the United States Constitution.
But this is Florida. Florida is a separate, is a state of its own. They have their own constitution.
I'm not denying.
It's called separations of powers. Okay. Who
are you asking
you,
what I did? Are you
law,
asking what
Greg?
I did? Are you asking what
no,
I did? Are you asking why I didn't work?
Why? Okay, what I'm trying to get here clarity on is, okay, he's stating that, which...
When you go into court in the jurisdiction you live, they go by the state constitution.
Right, each state has its own... Each state is its own country, am I correct? Under that old
that
time, each state was its own nation. Each state is its own nation.
Only united as a union. It's only united as a purpose for forming a union. Each state is like its individual own separate country. Greg, you got to get away from these brothers, these more science simple brothers that's talking all the
stuff.
I'm not talking about that.
I don't recall ever mentioning that.
He didn't mention that. I'm not going to say he did. I know why. He's saying because you mentioned Jonah Bay. But let me ask you something. I do have an email. Somebody's asking about us being here, not about being Moors. I'm getting because they texted me at the same time. Let's get this straight, everybody. With this Moor, black Moor is an English old English term for black. Period. The Webster Dictionary already proved that it was dark, copper skinned people here. We not debating the color of people no more. They've been here.
Right.
Colored people, three-fourths of the earth.
Here's what's interesting about that. If something was dark was here when they got here, something dark had to put them here. That's biology. But let's get in. I did say I didn't want to enter into certain areas because I don't think that that's the controversy that will bring about a remedy. What I stated
well,
was...
What
I did for me.
Right.
And again... is there anybody who happens to be on the line who could actually email, can text Drybones, who may have his information, or just come on and say they actually have been to the webinar where I showed it to them? I never hid anything. In fact, it's public record, as you said. Now,
okay, somebody said they are. Here they are. They said they've been on the webinar. Go ahead. I'm going to bring him in because somebody's saying they've been on the webinar. Let me bring them in. Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish, brother.
Oh, okay. So here we go. There is no argument that a state cannot assert a right that trumps your federal right, because every state came in under the Constitution. And all I'm saying is, if they're going to step outside of it, that's why I told people, take their oath, whomever you're going to be before, and that's part of the one we did this weekend, right, Dry Bones, how to prepare. Find out who you're going to be in front of and go get their oath. Pat their oath to your doggone pleading. Because then you ain't got to mention it, do you? Because it's in there. You may allude to it. Well, you know, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Nobody took an oath to uphold statutes. But let's go with this. Within the Altera healthcare holding, that's here in Florida. You can't claim standing when you can't show that you have a stake in the controversy. And if you want to do that, then I'm going to say, well, show the state's least, the state has to show the least intrusive means before they step in. And that's strict scrutiny. That's a standard that's widely recognized. Also, Article 1, Section 23 of the Florida Constitution is clear that every person has a right to be free and let alone from government interference to the purpose of private life, except as otherwise provided herein. That's a constitutional challenge. And by the way, I've done a constitutional challenge. And do you think Pam Bondi came in, Dry Bones? Because who would have to assert the authority? It would be her, right?
I can hear you.
Attorney General, right? I said, when I did my constitutional challenge, did Pam Bondi come in?
Okay, you're talking about from the state, yeah, Rick Scott's attorney. Okay, yeah.
Pam Bondi is attorney. She's the attorney general. If I make a constitutional challenge to a statute, come in and show the authority? The attorney general for the state. Did she come in?
No.
Once that and these are part of the procedural issues that I think is at least is my understanding as to what we're going to discuss, without getting into what we may think are some of the underlying issues. What I would state to the people is, or what I would, I can't say advise, but I suggest is that you make the appropriate challenges and make them admitted onto the record. Because we know, and I'm sure you learned in your situation, Dry Bones, especially with the federal aspect, if you don't bring the issue up in the trial court, it's not appealable because the appellate courts look at the transcripts, which is why he said bring in the court reporter. If it's not in the transcript, it's not an issue that can be addressed.
Now, Brother Sean is one who I'm getting out. Everybody wants to get on now. It's Brother Sean actually is very good at bringing the court reporter. Let me bring some more people. We're all the way now into New York.
Brother Dry Bones, I've had hired my own court reporter ever since 2009.
I know you have. That's why I'm letting you hold on. Give me a minute. I'll let you back in. Let me get to 9377, New York. 9377. 9377.
Yeah.
Buffalo, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you good.
All right, how you doing? All right, this is Dwight. This is, who am I speaking with, Dry Bones?
Dry Bones, man. This is like Buffalo.
Okay, how you doing? I was just listening on to Brother Greg Doss, you know, just listen. I like his flow and how he going and everything. And he might be familiar with me. I spoke with him a couple times. The reason why I pressed the one button, because you said something about traveling without a U.S. passport.
Right.
Somebody said that, right?
I said that they can stop you from traveling if you owe arrears. How do you deal with people who owe arrears and can't get a passport? But that's what we didn't get deep into that. Why? Go ahead.
Okay, now a U.S. passport, you won't get one of those. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with the World Passport.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Anybody ever heard that?
It's called the World Service Authority. It's started by Gary Davis.
Okay, people had a lot of success using that right there. I heard, some people didn't, some people did. I plan on using that also. On the application of the birth certificate, it says that the birth certificate can be used for any type of travel or any kind of travel. I don't know if anybody ever requested a birth certificate by application when they get an application to fill out. And it says it doesn't specify what type of travel. What's that?
Right. I said, have you traveled? You traveled with us? You done this already?
I know. I got a friend about, I want to say about 6-7 years ago. All he used to travel with was an, his birth certificate and an affidavit of right to travel. No, affidavit of identification. That's
okay.
All he traveled with was his birth certificate and affidavit of identification.
Okay. Oh, we got True Freeman on here too now. Let me see where True Freeman at. Somebody's texting me that he wants to come on. Let me see where True Freeman. Hold on. I think this is it. 1096.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Can you hear me?
This is what I hear you quite well. You want to chime in on this?
Yeah, well, I want to say much respect to you, brother, Drop Bones, as well as Greg Doss. Greg Doss is right. Y'all slipping. Y'all keep missing and slipping on this Constitution. Y'all slipping on the UN treaties. Okay? It's all procedural. They don't abide nothing. What you want to do is hit them with the procedural errors. Now, people talking to, let me just drop a couple. I pulled up Florida Constitution. Florida Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Basic Rights. All natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the rights to enjoy and defend life and liberty, the pursuit of happiness, to be awarded for industry.
For industry,
And to acquire, possess, and protect property. Except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of the real property by aliens ineligible
for citizenship. I'm sorry, but I'm chiming along with you because I know it.
May be regulated or prohibited by law, no person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. I don't think people understand what Article 1, Section 23 is telling you. A lot of you are coming in as aliens anyway and don't even know it. But I'm not even gonna get into all that. I got let me go to Article 1, Section 9,
18?
Due process of law. No person shall be deprived. Because you touched on this, brother Doss. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law or be twice put
read
in jeopardy for the.
Read 18 for him real quick while I'm running away from this damn. These things are huge. Read Article 1, Section 18.
18 administrative penalties. No administrative agency except the Department of Military Affairs is an appropriately convened court-martial action as provided by law shall impose the sentence of imprisonment, nor shall it impose any other penalty except as provided by law.
Go back to Article 1, Section 12 for me, bro. Just to answer a couple other questions. That's a search and seizure issue.
Search and seizures, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, papers, houses, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures and against unreasonable interceptions of private communications by any means shall not be violated. No warrant shall be issued except upon probable cause supported by an affidavit particularly describing the place or to be searched, the person or persons, things or things to be seized, the communication to be intercepted, and the nature of the evidence to be obtained. The right shall be construed in conformity with the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution and interpreted by the United States Supreme Court.
Article 11 for me real quick.
And, say that again.
Article 1, Section 11.
That's another one I was going to touch on, imprisonment of debt, because it relates to the child support. Now one of y'all men in Florida should know, in any state, should be going to jail whether you can pay or not pay, because you are not committing fraud by not being able to pay or not willing. And Article 1, Section 11 says, imprisonment for debt, no person shall be imprisoned for debt except in cases of fraud. The first law
of the state of Florida is Article 1, Section 10. Now do Article 1, Section 10, and I'll let you all take it from there.
Okay.
Article 1, Section 10. Prohibited laws, no bill of attainder as post facto laws or laws impairing the obligations of contracts shall be passed.
What's a bill of attainder?
Contract,
Cummings versus Missouri. Nah. A bill of attainder is legislative punishment without the judicial proceeding, right? So if they do it administratively or they do it without you being, while denying you due process, what did they just do?
And that's Article 1, Section of the powers are not delegated to the United States Constitution nor prohibited by the states, are reserved to the states, respectively to or to the people. Is that what you just read?
No, he's reading Article 1 of the Florida Constitution.
Article 1, Section 10 is what I did.
Now, if you
want
to read Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, it would also state that no state shall pass any law making any other than gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. So if they can't show that they produced it, they can't do that anyway. But we get it's not semantics when we with the Constitution. I understand the public and the private. I don't understand the private as much as I'm trying to gain a clarity for, but I do understand Article 1, Section 8, or overstand Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, which is a commerce clause.
Now, let me ask you something. We got a person on there. I've heard a lot about him. I've seen some of his videos. Now, this is True Freeman, right?
Yeah, it is True Freeman.
Okay. Now, you've been pretty controversial as of lately. I'm not in the dark by nothing. I see everything that's in the light. Tell me what's going on. You have controversy with a few people's way of doing things. I don't know who's making that noise. Please, y'all can help me out here. We're trying to make sure everybody here. I know you had some issues with Jonah Bay. You had some issues with Yosef El. They've been on this show before.
You're talking to Dry Bones.
Yeah. And being that I've listened to some of your stuff. Why is so much controversy amongst this circle of trying to get this information out? Why is everybody so different?
Is this about me calling in and sharing what I can share with the people, or about who I have a disagreement with? I've done videos
because I mean we can do that either way. But I'm saying because everybody's like he just mentioned
Jonah.
Answer
this question for me. How am I controversial if I sit there and I point out how a person is actually tricking people? There's no question about that. If Yosef El wants me to come on the show and he want to debate this shit a whole show, I'm willing to do that. I'll drop some more shit. I was letting the shit go. But when you go into jail for stealing houses and you're not telling people, and I pull up the arrest record and I show this shit in videos and I don't let the people know, you sitting up here teaching them shit and you not prospering in it. You telling people you don't have a driver's license and you do have a driver's license. I don't think anybody want to start with me because everything I do, I talk about, I show it. When people start lying to people, that's when it becomes a problem to me because I'm here for the people. That's why I have to have you on.
So you can talk because I think you can teach a lot of people. I watched how you do your thing.
Come on,
and,
man. I didn't even want to go there. I came to drop some information props to Brother Doss. Have Yosef addressed me yet? I don't think so. He know what I said is the truth.
But this is what causes controversy with the people's mind because again, we got a lot of bright minded brothers out here. We're trying to get information out, and we're going to have to now come to the point where we are deciphering that which is bullshit and putting that which is true. And that's what Dry Bones connection is about. I bring people on, and I listen to everybody, and I give everybody the opportunity to listen. And like I said before, I never had you on the show. I heard a lot about you. I'd like for you to come on and teach us your version of why, because I heard you do some seminars myself. And I'd like for you to come on and give your. You don't got to talk about nobody, but just give me your version of what you learned, how you learned it, and how can we apply it in a sensible manner that is congenially easy. At the same time, our people can get something out of it. And if that's all right with you, I would love to have
you.
That's
what the almost 900 videos I have is. That's what my talk show is about. I don't do seminars, have not ever done a seminar.
Right.
Okay? I drop clear, straight information. I don't make people chase their damn tail.
Right.
Greg Doss talking about the oaths. I take oaths and I sign them and bound the judge to them. They run up out to court. I get bonds. They don't want to hear the case. I show and prove. I don't sit up here and talk about shit. I'm not these other brothers out here.
Well, one of the
cases I do it all. I don't know everything. I do know, I do share. I don't sit up here and force people to go to fucking webinars to get the information.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Let me ask you a question.
When you continue to start to chase their tails, that becomes a problem to me because most of your clientele came from me.
Well, I'm hearing it from your horse's mouth. Let me ask you, but what's your view?
Have
you
him
going
and Jonah Bay call me out again, and I'll come on the show, and I'll drop everything. I ain't gave anybody 25% of the truth about that brother. I figured I left it, leave it alone. The brother is smart. The brother does have some valuable information, but he's the reason I created that shirt, 75% truth plus 25% lie equals 100% lie and equals 100% bullshit. It's two shirts coming out, and he's the reason for that. Yeah, he's 75% on point. Throw you that 25% bullshit. I can prove it. I have proven it, but I figured I'd leave it alone because a lot of people are coming together. He has a lot of people that come on that show that has nothing to do with that, that drop powerful information.
That's right. That's right. So, I agree with you.
So I don't think people want to go there with me. I really don't. I'm about exposing the truth and sharing with the people, and I've been doing it for over 5 years. When I say I do something or I share something with people,
let me ask your guest this question, Brother Jabo. There's a question for Brother Yusuf and a question for Brother Greg Doss. Why do your clients or customers or people that come to you, why do they come to you rather than going to an attorney, a licensed practicing attorney?
Well, hold on, Sean. Brother Tony. Now, I think you got. Yusuf is not on the show. This is
Let them answer the question for themselves.
Yeah, but
Yusuf is not on the call. This is only brother.
That's True Freeman.
What happened was Greg Dawes mentioned Jonah, and I remember he. That's what how this happened. But he mentioned Jonah about being up in Tampa area, some seminar. I guess y'all gonna have up there. I don't know. I'm down here in Miami, so I know I wouldn't be making it. But you got True Freeman, who is one of my people. I've watched a few times. I was impressed. One of the cases I want to ask before you answer that question: how did that case go? What you had with that dog when you was talking to those two, the lawyer and the prosecutor. They did not want to give you your way. How did that end up? Because I didn't get to see the rest of that. Did you finally get that?
I walked away from them. I told them I wasn't coming back to that shit because they transferred my case out the county because I sued the state, and they came on the record and said because I sued. See, y'all slipping. Y'all supposed to be filing countersuits, too. Y'all doing all this other shit, too, that's really ridiculous. But anyway, you know, it's trial and error, but I show people. Now, when I sued the state, and these agents of the state, couldn't no judge in the county hear a case over me. They admitted it. But little do they know, no judge in the state could hear the case over me. And, in fact, no judge in the United States could hear a case over me because they all connected to the Bar Association is the reason why they had to transfer my case out to county. Then they sent it to an old racist judge. All the evidence is there. We're going back to the warrant being invalid according to the Indiana Constitution as well as the federal Constitution. Also have... some shit I'm putting together and, for criminal charges. They altered public records. I walked away from it. They couldn't give me my dog back. Under replanting.
Okay.
I've done everything according to law. They had no other choice. They destroyed the pit bulls here damn near immediately. They could never give me my dog back. When I figured out the procedural errors, they ass went crazy because they all facing criminal charges. They altered public records. They put the documentation in to prove it. Okay? They ordered me never to have a city again. I got four pit bulls right now today. Animal Care and Control do not come down my street and haven't since the case. Police don't pull me over. I haven't had a driver's license in over 10 years. I travel every day. Either going to stand for your rights or you're going to get ran over. That's just what it is. And like I said, I didn't even come on the call to even mention Yusef, and I didn't have a problem with Jonah Bay until Jonah Bay jumped in on Yusef's nuts when him, Jonah Bay, and Issa tried to so-called sneak and call me out on their show without saying my fucking name. Now, for those of you who've been to Jonah Bay's fucking seminars and shit, Jonah Bay done told y'all in his seminars that he learned a lot of his shit from me. He told y'all in his seminars, because people done called me and told me that paid for the seminars, that y'all slipping on True Free Man. How one that's taking information and maybe going a little further with it, but you got it from me or was woken up to it from me, how you going to now come and try to dog run me in the ground when all I'm fucking trying to do is help people?
I agree with you.
Them Negroes,
now, brother,
man, I ain't even going to go there, man. I just left Houston. When you don't want to bring me in, you're sitting up here cutting me off. When you're sitting up here lying to people and I just want to come in and make a correction and provide the facts and you know it and you won't allow me in, I don't want no part of that because it is supposed to be about the truth for the people as a whole. And if people ain't about that, I don't want to be associated with them at all. I don't give a shit what they got. I'm about the truth of getting up out of this shit, and I can't do it by myself. One man
can't do
it.
One
it's
man
only as good as the
it.
Rights of others. So if I want my rights protected, I want to share with the other people that they can protect theirs. When you got people blocking that shit for Federal Reserve notes, man, I'm cool.
That's what's happening.
That's why I don't come on people's show.
I like that. That's what you said. It's so fact. They're doing it for Federal Reserve notes. That they say. Now, Sean, you asked Brother Dawes, what did you say? So we get, because I want to make sure we get the show at the bottom of the hour. We're going to end the show. Go ahead. Did you ask him so we can?
The question was, for what reason would any of their clients go to them rather than going to a licensed attorney? And that question
now,
is for Brother Greg Doss or Brother True Freeman.
Okay. So to bring clarity, I could not answer for you why a person would make a choice. And, again, within my disclaimer, I state clearly that I'm not an attorney. I don't practice. I don't have a license to practice law. What I do is and tell people what
that's
I've learned and how I've gathered information. I don't give any information that advice applies to specific cases. But it's general information regarding the law, which, by the way, belongs to the people. Use the information for educational edification only. And if you want legal advice, seek an attorney and be advised. Now, with that being said, I don't – unfortunately, I don't want this to seem a certain way because I know I wanted to speak to specifically to the issue of child support. And now I'm quite aware there's other things going on, but I don't want to. I want to see more unity because our people are getting slaughtered within the venues because of lack of better reasons. We're not really aware of what's actually going on around us, no matter what we may think is going covertly or non-covertly. So that's why when I spoke, I put out the case law. So I don't want it to sound like it's coming from Greg because, again, I'm not very creative. I can't draw. I don't sing. I don't write music. I can't play instruments. I can dance. I can catch a ball and make people miss. That's what I was good at. And nobody could cover me. And interestingly enough, I use a lot of analogies for sports. If Deion lined up across from me, does that mean I don't work the dry bones? Or do I still work to make him cover me every time?
That's right. Still got to work.
I'm an athlete by nature. By nature, I'm driven to succeed. And also part of my rising sign. But with that being said, I don't want to get involved in – I don't want it to be an involvement in the controversy. What I do is tell people this. All I can try to do is show you. In fact, that webinar is called The Show and Prove. And again, I've had many instances in life that I've suffered because of my bad decision-making. Not having the body of knowledge. If I'd had the body of knowledge that I have now, I wouldn't have lost my son in the whole divorce issue. I didn't know these things. So what I tried to do, and I've spoken with everybody, and they'll tell you, is I want people to avoid the ass kickings that I took on my webinar. I said, I don't been in jail behind this fool who's missing a court date. That's how I learned how to do an in-standard hearing.
Right, and they telling them not to go to court, though. You see what I mean? I came on and agree with you, brother. You're pretty much right, and I can tell the way you – the shit you've been saying that you write. And, you know, I had child support issues myself, but I don't talk about them. It was allegedly a $35,000 debt out there. They ain't chasing me down about it.
I had $108,000. It's public record. There's public record. There's no reason. But the reality is this. I've had allegations that were not substantiated because an allegation is an allegation. Unless it's rebutted, it will stand as fact.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Nah.
Simply because the state picked up a case of somebody charging you, that was improper. It's there.
Yep. Exactly.
what I'm trying to do, and I don't like to be in, I don't like us to show controversy openly, because oddly enough, other people don't do that. And I wish we, there's too much information and too much ability with all of you bright people, because I've only been doing this for a couple of years. The thing that I had was the same thing that drove me to catch a ball and make you miss so I can take my helmet off in the end zone is what drove me to get these people off my fucking back. It's no different than we thought Mike Tyson was invincible until February 1990, right? And the first person that stood up to him and fought, not necessarily being the greatest fighter, but just on that night wanting to fight. It don't matter what Mike's reason for not showing up is. The other guy showed up to let them hands go, right? And by the sixth round, he knew what? I can beat this motherfucker. I'm still here. Wow. And every time the bell rang, he was there. And what I'm telling people is, in fact, and I used to teach, and this is one thing that I've learned through my experiences, I don't think that the halls of academia or the corridors of academia structured by a particular establishment are the only place to gain information. But what's really interesting is how many of us function based on what we know versus what the hell we've been told. I just said, I didn't create this shit. Go look it up.
No.
If you believe me, you'll believe the next motherfucker out there.
Yeah.
They should look it up.
I know. Man, you better look it up.
What I'm saying is you can't
internalize it.
Go ahead, bro. What you going
to
say?
I'm saying about that is you can't go to a chess game with checker strategy. It's just plain and simple. Use the rules of the game. They got rules they need to abide by. They're supposed to abide by the Constitution, state and federalist first. They not abide by it, but if you don't protect your rights, ain't nobody else will. This shit is not as complicated as a lot of people making it. You got to go give up this Social Security number, do this shit, do that. It's ridiculous, people. It's ridiculous. I ain't paid property taxes over 5 years. They still coming after. They coming after it again. They ass getting ready to get into business again. I already made them void one deed. Let's do this again. I'm ready. I'm taking a couple pair of boxing gloves to court. Y'all, some of y'all people out here listening, y'all playing games and shit like that, you might want to, you know, just not do it. You know, and let me say something about this controversy. I don't like controversy. That's why I don't go on certain shows anymore. I don't like, if I'm invited to somebody's show, I'm going to tell you one main name don't mention to me, and it's Yusef L. Because if you can't be a man and apologize to me, which is what I asked for, and to stop selling my shit in the private, which I'm giving for free, there's a big problem. All I asked you to do was stop. And then you take it to another level and host a whole motherfucking show talking about me, broke-ass nigga, and this. Come on, man. Miss me with that. You know what I mean? That's some whole shit. And he know it.
That's what I say.
You see what I mean?
See, that's what caused the problem, because you're doing a good job.
I don't want to fuck with you. You said it's not 100. Knows that. And I'm a man, and I will tell him that to his face. You understand? That's why he dodged me when he came and done a seminar around the motherfucking corner from me at my buddy's brother's establishment and didn't even tell me when I was coming on your motherfucking show every day.
See, this is the type of stuff, though.
And I
could have
walked to the motherfucker.
But you're doing your job, bro. No, but you're doing your job. You shouldn't have to worry about that, because you're already doing what you just said tonight. You probably made a lot of people realize you're genuine, because you made some clear statements that is what people need to hear. You're not about the money. You're about the people, and you just made a good statement. You said, I can't do this alone. I'm only as good as the rest of us are under the protection of this law, because, as we all know, that one man mentality, they can knock one brother right off. You know how us niggas is. We're just like, he was a good brother. That's what we usually do. Instead of saying, you know, let's stick together and learn it. But my whole thing is tonight is if we can continue. I don't have a problem, because there ain't no big me in here. That's why it's called dry bones with an S. Y'all go to check out Brother Greg Dawes .com. And get some information. True Freeman, I would love to have you on. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. I don't have to talk about nothing else but what you are on. And y'all check out some of his videos. Brother Tony, Brother Sean, y'all two brothers up in Tampa, maybe y'all can meet this brother. But Brother Sean and Tony, they're one of my closest people, and they've been in the trenches quite a few times. But everybody who lives
in
Tampa,
I'm in Tampa as well. And,
that's right. You're in Tampa as well. That's right. You're
in
Tampa as well.
Higher learning in the entire world
the University of Jefferson High School, class of 1986, the Dragons. Went to school with Tino Martinez and Luis Gonzalez, and actually revolutionized passing football in high school in the 80s. Changed the complexion of the thing, but yeah.
And
I'm right here.
I'd like to have a conversation.
Let me make one more comment. Let me respond because I didn't answer the brother's question. I guess he was asking me and Doss about why they go to certain people and not attorneys. I couldn't answer that question either. And my thing is I'm not trying. I could fund everything I'm doing without anybody's support if I would do what other people are doing. I got people contacting me daily, offering me quite a bit of money to represent them. I'm not an attorney. I don't represent anybody, and I'm not trying to get them for their money. I'm trying to teach you how to defend your damn self so we can quit using these damn attorneys and we can quit paying everybody else for every damn case we may be involved in. I'm trying to teach people how to do what I'm doing their damn self, not do it
right for
you. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know nobody else out there like me. When I say I'm different, I am different. I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. I just said I'm not like anyone else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have different motives.
I understand that. How about encouraging some of the youth, some of the kids, to go to school to be attorneys?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's do this. I want to say it real quickly. God damn, these things are killing me. But listen. This is going to be interesting, bro. Everybody, open up your web, open up your damn browser.
I'm not encouraging the kids to go to school to be attorneys themselves within the black community.
Go to Luke chapter 11, and what did the Christ say to attorneys in verse 46?
Render unto Caesar.
No, I said verse chapter 11, verse 46. And then go to 52.
Well, I got a Bible somewhere.
Right,
I don't have it. You got to read.
Verse 46 said, "Woe unto you, war lawyers, for you
hold the key
to be born, yet ye yourself took the burden without one of your fingers." Now he says that your fathers built sepulchres to the prophets, yet they themselves slayed these prophets. Now, again, I didn't say that the Bible was the preeminent source of your spirituality, but it is the foundation of all common law. So then he says, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you take away the key of knowledge, enter not yourself, but those that try to enter you hinder." Law is divine. And the thing is that going back to the servant of two masters, my point is this: I don't care what a person chooses as their endeavor. That's not the issue. I think people should be inspired to finish education because it is the conduit to a better existence, and you can get education on a multitude of levels, and there's also always the peripheral education beyond just what you get substantively, maybe even superficially from just your life experiences, because it's not limited to the corridors of academia. The point of the matter is there are certain realities of rules involved when attorneys get involved that don't apply to you when you're standing next to the attorney. In other words, there's no law that states that an attorney has to speak for you. The law, and the ignorance of the law is no excuse. The other part is most people think that you need the title in order to effectively utilize what was written by the people. Didn't it say we the people do ordain and establish this Constitution beyond the things in between? And in Article 6 of that Constitution, it says you have the right to counsel. Let me tell you something about a degree, because I have one. I don't have the master's or the doctor's that I really aspire to have. My brother, my father, my mother have them. Not the doctor, my brother does. Is this. A degree shows that you could start a task and complete a task. It's not a measure of your wherewithal. That is done on your own.
But wouldn't this be the same thing as, okay, we talk about the now, you mentioned that Bible, and if you heard my shows, you know, I tell everybody the Bible is a Masonic book. So was the Founding Fathers, and so was that Constitution. That Constitution on the reality is a Masonic Constitution. That's why we kept it so much hell, because we don't know exactly what they're really saying. But it's a Masonic Constitution, man. Period. Every state is its own Constitution. We've been there with this. And when we start talking about the Constitution on the Masonic jurisdiction, this thing gonna end up sounding very strange to everybody. I guarantee you that if we was to have a real debate after this, is, you know, we would all get together. I don't even want to talk about it on the radio. We all to get together in private. I will prove to you that, you know, this is totally different than what these, see, we're talking literal. This is not literal. This book, this Constitution is not literal, everybody. I just want y'all to know that. It has some deep-ass meanings behind it. And
I would tell the people this on that one. Make them admit it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They have to admit
and that's why
exactly.
I tell everybody to walk. I'm not doubting that any of the secret societies exist. I was in the military, remember? I think that's one of the biggest secret societies. There's things that I know that I had to take to my grave with me, right? The thing I'm telling you is this. If you take two people, you can always invoke Article 3, Clause 3, right? Because any overt act done in open court, witnessed by two people, would constitute something. And there's not accidental, people. For those of you who get pushed to the back end, there's a reason why. Eventually, once everybody else is pushed out and the person who's shown an ability to comprehend or understand the information, you generally run out of witnesses, don't you?
Yeah.
And everybody else becomes an officer of the court to some capacity, correct?
They already
and maybe
are.
The record may get flawed at that point, or maybe flawed at that point. And I don't put that past them because I have experience with the record being flawed. You can bring one notary. But you might want to start walking to these venues with people. We need to find a group. You need to get an established list of people who may not have anything that may be able to allot time to dedicate to a date, because you need at least two people to witness something, or a notary.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. That's agreed. That's agreed.
And it shuts shit down every time I'm the only person on the docket for the day. There's a reason for that.
I was very upset about, right? When I walked in that day and they dismissed my action, I was the only one in there.
That's not good. That's why we got to tell people.
The people that I thought were going to show up hadn't gotten there yet. And when I checked when you all hear the ending when they dismissed the action, and I said, hold for one moment, I was actually walking away because I said, well, damn, I'm early. Maybe the people aren't going to show up. So then they dismissed the action. So
and
I'm a little aggravated.
That's why I explained.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What you going
to
say?
That's why I explained the importance and the necessity to hire your own court reporter. You don't have to worry about asking a friend or a relative or, you know, your cousin or your brother, if they could show up in court, if they could take off work and say, hey, man, I got a court date. Can you come be a court with me? No. Your court reporter is an officer of the court, and they're licensed to take your sworn testimony. That's your record. That transcript is an official record of the court, so there's no need to have a friend or a relative come to court. That's why you hire a court reporter.
Well, I got to ask True Freeman a question because I was impressed. He don't have to answer it because he may have to do it again, but I was impressed he was able to get that on that case. On camera, I was like, and you did it. Whoever held the camera did a hell of a job because they went back and forth. I said, man, I don't know who's holding the camera, but they got everybody
on there.
It
was a buddy of mine. It was only me and him in there. But like this new hearing, I'm taking my new camera and my tripod and everything in the court. I'll be addressing the Supreme Court. Y'all think y'all can't record in court? I'm gonna show you.
It's already been held that you can always film any public official and any public property in the performance of their official.
Exactly. And
true.
I will be implementing that.
I was impressed. I seen you do it. I was like, that was very good. You one of the few people I seen. But that was a perfect picture of that court hearing. You had the whole thing.
They no longer. In my courtroom, the sheriff is responsible for the courthouse. They don't come into court. They now bring the U.S. Marshals in my civil court hearings. And then last time I went with about 3 months ago, they rushed me and forced me to turn my phone off and admitted they watching my YouTube videos. I told them, man.
Well, that's the highest court. But see, I kind of want you to be able to keep yourself going with that because, we need you to be able to. Are you taking people with you when you go?
Oh, yeah, 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 I got people that's been coming lately. Last time I had like four people come, couple came from out of the city.
That's good.
Yeah,
do that,
I,
man.
Know,
do that.
Also,
do not go by
I
yourself.
I will be ordering to also come down there. And there's some other things. People slipping on my videos. Y'all, people worried about the state. They don't know they public chess piece that they are the state. Our attorney general already admitted it. I appointed him my attorney. I'll be subpoenaing him, too. I didn't appoint him my attorney. I appointed him to do his job, which is protecting
there
me and the
go.
Right of the
you there
understand?
You got
I done an affidavit. That's been in for a couple years. You see what I'm saying? They don't want to play with me. You see what I'm saying? I don't know everything, but I know how to stand my ground. I do know that. I know how to spot procedural errors. I do know that they don't abide by nothing. They don't
abide by
shit.
Thank you.
They charge
thank
people.
You.
Ridiculous. Go ahead, though.
Here's the interesting thing about that. And this is going to go back to the child support question. And I'm probably losing blood about to pass out here. The Attorney General's office is the one who brings the child support action under the Department of Revenue, correct? So the Attorney General is an elected position, correct?
Right.
Who's elected to protect you, actually bring an action against you within a venue within the state. That'd be a conflict.
You're not.
Inherently. He is an attorney.
He's an elected official. Yeah, elected official.
There we go.
And elected officials, you elected them, so they're supposed to be under your jurisdiction. But, of course,
so they can't take
that idea. Yeah, we're going to have the discussion as it go on because this is not ever going to be done in one night because this has been over 300 years of complete fraud. And until the people wake up to this fraud, we will have this continuing this debate. We continue the debate.
I
want to lift,
but I ain't got enough blood to lift, I don't think, right about now.
Hey, Brother Dawes, I appreciate you coming on tonight. Brother True Freeman, I appreciate it and hope to hear from you. At a later date, I asked everybody who listened. I appreciate y'all for hanging on this long. It's been a good show. Again, we hope you got something out of this. If you haven't, that means you are not awake. So until Sunday when we do the Helios Biblios Hour, the AKA the Bible, Book of the Sun, we'll see you on that day. And we ask everybody, stay alert to what's going on. Good night, everybody.
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages the villages and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are there in the Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them two can defeat and them could I never clone. A spiritual DNA that turns in my soul and I will...